much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Fellow comrades in mediocrity, I want you to listen very carefully.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hi, Heidi. How are you?
How
do you think it's going so far?
I think really well. Spencer's the man.
For what? Well, I wish you were out here instead of Spencer.
No.
Is this nonsense about $100,000 true?
I thought he was lowballing it.
Oh, stop it. For what? What does he bring, a pony, and kids have their pictures taken on it?
I think you gotta step your game up, David Letterman.
What is this, Russia?
And now.
So many women think that you pee and have a baby from the same hole. So many people think you have...
Oh, no. So many people think that. They really do.
Our feature presentation.
That's not what I want to watch on TV ever.
I'm going to miss Tyra's show, aren't you?
No.
No. Not even a bit.
I mean, it did qualify for maybe one of the worst shows ever. So in that category, yes.
Well, it didn't start off that way. It actually started off pretty good. I mean, she was a breath of fresh air, doing something different and pretty good.
Nope.
Look, I watched a lot more Tyra than you did because I love her.
I know, but you love her ahead of time. So
right, but I'm saying, objectively, her show was pretty good. But then what happened was, she got 2 or 3 or 4 years down the road, and she started realizing, hey, here's what works, is be as sleazy and as gross as possible and do the dumbest possible topics with the stupidest possible people, and the ratings are even better. And that's what kills a lot of shows, is they pander to the lowest common denominator of the American public. And Tyra was very guilty of that. I'm not saying she didn't enjoy it. I'm just saying the show was better when she started off, when she had ideals that it was going to be good and classy.
I'm saying the show was better before she opened her mouth and started talking.
Yes, well, Kevin.
That's just because sometimes it's, what's the saying? It's best to be thought a fool than open your mouth and confirm
proof.
It?
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so.
Well, I only, I'm only basing it on, many hours of experience watching the show.
Right, I know, but
I did
your
watch
taste is...
the show a little bit, certainly more than Kevin. It was never good. It was okay.
It wasn't,
but
it just
come
wasn't,
on, good is kind of pushing it.
It just wasn't this bad. That's all.
It certainly got worse.
It's on the bad
sure.
scale.
I'll go with you
all
there.
Right, so it ended at a minus 10, but it sure started at a minus 5.
Oh, come on.
Come on now.
Hey, party people, it is Wednesday. It is the 13th of April, Lingus. Here's a story that I've been dying to get to all week and haven't had time. This is an advertisement on Craigslist in the UK. They are looking for computer programmers, people who can write code for the web.
Okay.
This is an organization where you have to work in the nude, though.
Really? Why?
You have to write code for the web in the nude?
In the nude, yes. Everyone who works there has to be nude.
Love it.
The ad specifies that they're looking for a number of female web coders,
really?
By the way, practicing nudists to work with others in a mixed sales and web writing office, which is interesting because they say the office, you'll be, it's men and women both working together, yet they're only advertising for women. So I don't know if it's a sausage party there now and they're just trying to liven things up a little bit.
It's a couple of guys that got together and said, hey, let's get some naked chicks.
Yeah.
It's the first worldwide facility for nudists to earn substantial sums of money from work that incidentally provides them with the capability to work entirely without clothes.
No, that's sweet.
So, I don't know. The guy seems pretty serious about it. I mean, it is a company that has been around for a long time. And it's funny, the photo that is accompanying the website articles on this show what look like Victoria's Secret models behind the desk of the computer. Which, I don't know. I just think it's unlikely to find, A, a female computer programmer who's willing to work in the nude, and B, the chances that she's going to look like Alessandra Ambrosio or think I'm pretty slim.
Yeah, if she's a computer science major or whatever, not going to be. You don't get both.
In case you're wondering about the hygienic situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's what the ad goes on to say. Material will be provided for you to sit on that you should use all the time, and you get new, clean versions whenever needed. You replace the material with the new and leave the soiled versions in the collection hamper, which is dealt with each day. But that does...
This is creepy.
It's not sexy.
It's not sexy at all, though.
Wow.
But it is weird. I mean, It seems like a nudist of all people, especially in the computer field, should be able to work from home. Seems like if ever there's been a job that it could be best done or just as easily done home-based, it would be something that deals with working on a computer
all day. But
that
doesn't help these guys who are trying to see naked women.
Right, exactly. So I'm curious to see if they will get any applicants for the job.
I wonder if they have evaluations. You're doing well with your computer skills. We'd like you to trim a little more.
I don't know.
You mean drop 10?
No, that's not what he means
at
all.
No.
So anyway, the business, if you want to look it up, if you want to apply, if you want to fly to England and get a job and start a new life, ladies, is called Nude House.
Nude House.
Nude
House.
Gets better
and better. What can go wrong with that?
Right, exactly.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Amin Show, shall we?
Who can do this?
We're going to try. We're going to give it a shot.
Any trained monkey, dude, actually.
We have This Week in Range with Adam Carolla.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love that. Lisa, was that your impression
yes.
of him? Very nice. I was not aware you were doing impressions.
I
That's
thought
good.
People would join.
No. No. Do you invite your ex to your wedding? Is that a good idea?
Yeah.
Does that turn out well? Does that work for you?
I think it kind of depends on the relationship that you have with an ex, because there are exes that become actual real-life friends, and there's no drama in the fact that you used to date. The relationship has taken a completely different turn.
But here's,
I have friends like that who are former exes.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't use you as an example, though, for any of this. That's the problem.
Well, why not? It's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's hard to explain. I don't have time.
Okay.
We're just going to throw your vote out. I'm sorry.
Lisa, have you stayed friends with any exes to the point where it's now just a regular friendship? It has nothing to do with the fact that you used to date, or no?
Well, my ex-husband and I are friends.
Would you invite him to a wedding?
Probably not, but I mean, we're not. He lives in Northern California, and so mostly we talk on the phone.
Ah.
But I did go to a birthday party of his after he got married.
Okay.
He and his wife invited me to a big birthday party, and I went.
And was it weird at all? Or no.
No. Well, it might have been a little weird.
Yeah.
But just because I haven't seen all of his family in so long, so that was a little. But it was fine.
They were all nude as
yeah,
well. That
exactly.
made it weird.
And writing code.
Yeah. Here's the question that may tell me as much as I need to know. Did he upgrade when he married the next wife?
Oh, Bean.
Well, no, I'm serious, because that's going to make a big difference with how everybody responds.
Hey, Bean, that's a yes.
No.
Oh,
he found someone more his age.
Ah.
She's fabulous. I like his wife more than him.
All right.
Honestly, she's so great.
Should you marry her?
I would.
All right. Also on the show today, by the way, here's the way I look at it. How much upside is there for inviting him? How much downside could there be? It could be quite down.
Well, I'm interested to hear what the phone calls are from our listeners, because I think the downside would be if you've got a person in your life who's a close friend, to not invite them to your wedding I can see how that would be uncomfortable or awkward.
Hmm. Yeah, that one's hard. I'm going to have to take myself out of this one, because I don't like to go to weddings at all, so I'd be happy. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's not like I would feel that way. So I'm going to have to disqualify myself as well.
I have a really good friend who's getting married this summer, and I'm trying as hard as I can, as delicately as possible, to not be invited to the wedding. Because he's planning on inviting me, and I need to figure out a way to get out of it.
Don't you just say, hey, busy. That's what you do to all of us.
Yeah. You have no trouble bowing out with
us. Never been a problem with you.
Yeah, but I haven't been invited yet, and I know he's going to.
Right.
So
well, just tell
him. I can't go to him ahead of time and say, hey, don't bother inviting me to your wedding.
Yes, you can.
It's less hurtful to, after I've been invited, say, can't make it, sorry.
You got
to
fire a shot across the bow. You got to give him a preemptive strike. If he already knows the date, right?
I don't think so yet.
Oh,
I don't think
shoot.
So. I think they're planning it for the summer.
Oh,
the point
bad.
Is he already knows Bean.
Right.
How
yes.
surprised could he be?
That's true. That is true. Bean's wife used to invite people over to his house, and he would call them back and say, never mind, don't worry about that.
Right.
That happened.
I tried to squash every event that was coming up.
That was the best. I always looked forward to an invitation from Donna, because then I was just, you count the time until Bean cancels it. Sweet. We have a brand new internet roundup for you today.
Fantastic.
We have Rachel Nichols in the studio
today. That's what I'm talking about.
Who Bean believes he has a connection with, because he follows her on Twitter and she tweets him occasionally.
We're in love,
yeah.
Kevin.
Oh,
we're in love.
Yeah, no, I know. Did it sound like I wasn't giving that
yes,
the full...
Yes, I don't think you were giving our relationship the respect it deserves.
You're
it's
in love.
Love.
Yes, it is love, yes. And we have your tickets to Coachella. 3-day passes for Coachella. So we'll give you details on how to do that in about a half hour. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Hey, Rachel Nichols, how are you?
She's not here yet.
I know. I'm just practicing. I'm just getting my game down. That's all. Just want to make sure I'm ready for it. Hey, party people. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Ralph's on vacation this week. We are taking a look at the showbiz news. I love this story so much from American Idol last Thursday night. Ashley Kaufman is her name. She's in the news. She and her friends were in the front row. They were standing up close to the stage at American Idol for the shocking elimination of Pia Toscano last week. Well, security comes along, you know, the ushers who work the room, they come along and they say, we don't want anyone wearing shorts in the front row, so we're going to ask you to leave. And then looks over at Ashley and says, oh, you're too big, you're too heavy to be in the front,
what?
You're going to have to leave too. So
sweet.
They were relocated to the back of the arena. I don't even know. They don't say on American Idol where they tape it. Does anyone know? Does anyone know where that show is done live?
I don't know.
One of the big venues in LA.
I thought it was at the Kodak, wasn't it?
I think so.
They do the finals at the Kodak, but they don't do the show week to week there.
Don't know.
So anyway, she's devastated by this because, well, she's a chick and she doesn't want anyone to point out her weight, even though she's clearly fat. She says, I was taken aback by it. I was hurt. My friends were completely taken aback. Yeah. I'm the heavier one in our group, but I'm not even that heavy. And by the way, before I tell you how much Ashley weighs, this is every TV show. This is the MTV Music Awards. This is the Grammys. This is the Super Bowl. If you look around at the crowd that's up near the stage where the television cameras can see you, they're always young, thin, pretty people, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the deal.
Yep.
That's what they're...
And they're always hired, too. It's never a deal where you just go, hey, let's put the pretty ones up front. They're actors and actresses, basically.
I think sometimes that's true, but I think they do...
At the MTV Awards, especially. But
I think that is true. The MTV Awards, they hire models. But, I mean, there's really no more cruel form of discrimination than saying you're too fat or too ugly or too old to be in the audience at an entertainment show. I mean, that hurts, right?
Yes. Yeah, it really does.
Kaufman, who says, I'm the heavier one in our group, but I'm not even that heavy, is 5'2 and weighs 150 pounds.
She's not that big.
I'd say it's overweight.
Yeah.
But
too fat for TV, though?
Yeah, I don't know that you kick him out and move him to the back.
No.
That's rough for anyone.
Can you read my mind? Can you tell what I'm thinking right now? I'm thinking, shut up and get a salad.
So she and her shorts-clad pal were given a ticket for the rear of the theater. Later on, she tried to sneak back up, by the way, when an usher stopped her and said, oh, no, I can see why they moved you. You're definitely too heavy to be up front.
Sweet.
She said, it hurt bad enough to hear it the first time from a girl, but to hear it from a guy was just devastating. So now they're talking to Radar online, and they want an apology. They want a live apology on American Idol. That's what her dad is asking
for.
Because they hurt little Ashley's feelings. But anyway, that's a little bit of drama not happening on the stage at AI. So I don't know what's going to happen. But, I mean, that is their policy, and that's all TV shows' policy. So I don't think there's much you can do about it.
Yeah. That's funny. She tried it again.
Yes. I love that.
Still too fat.
Hey, haven't lost enough weight.
How much weight have you lost?
Back there?
All right. Go on back. Speaking of weight, Nicole Richie is trying to become the next Oprah. As you know, Oprah is retiring. In, I don't know, a month or something like that. My wife has a countdown going. And rumors are swirling that she tells In Touch Weekly she's working on a pilot right now that she wants to be the next Oprah.
I don't think she has the personality or the smarts to do that job.
And or the extra 200 pounds it would take to replace Oprah.
You mean the gravitas?
You know what? No, I mean 200 pounds.
You mean 200 pounds.
Yes. Because Nicole Richie, very thin.
She could wash away.
Oprah, not thin.
Yeah.
She's quite big.
I don't think they're hiring for that job based on weight, though, Kevin.
If you're going to replace Oprah.
Here's a movie remake. Tell me how you guys feel about this. And we're at the point now where movies are being remade from 10, 15 years ago already because, you know, who can remember that far back? I mean, there are a lot of Kevins in the world who go, that movie came out in 1994. I would never see that. The latest to be talked about being remade is The Crow. And Bradley Cooper, star of the current Limitless and, of course, The Hangover, is apparently in talks to star as Brandon Lee, Brandon Lee's character in The Crow.
All right.
That was about the dead rock musician who's revived by a mystical bird in order to avenge his fiancée's murder, being produced by the same guys who did the original. Production expected to start this fall, hopefully with a different stunt department.
Yeah. Yeah, that didn't go so well.
Didn't go so well for Brandon Lee, no. But isn't it weird, though? I mean, The Crow, not that long ago, talking about remaking it already.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I guess if it doesn't make much money, doesn't do well, most people didn't see it anyway.
True.
So, well, who knows? Maybe it's a good idea, and if they do it right, Maybe that's the way they look at it. If we just do it right, it'll work. Reese Witherspoon is not very smart when it comes to the paparazzi. She told Vogue magazine that she gets frustrated with the paparazzi. And there are times when she gets in her car and she breaks down in tears. She starts crying because, you know, of her privacy being taken away and the paparazzi standing there taking her picture and stuff. To which I say, if I'm paparazzi, that's the shot I want.
Right.
So now I'm going to follow you to your car and take pictures of you in your car if you're telling me that you're crying. She's saying, hey, people, I need more attention in the car. She's ruining it for herself. Just keep that to yourself.
That's true.
I don't think she can stop it. I think she's really, really bothered by it.
I know, but don't say it out loud. Because honestly, if I'm a paparazzi, I go, I'm going to take her picture and then I'm going to get her upset. But then I'm going to follow her to the car and that's going to be the real shot.
Did anyone but me check out the Foo Fighters live from the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York City online last night?
I did not see that.
No.
It was fantastic.
They're always
they came
fantastic.
Out, and they're so great live. They came out. Of course, they're on stage at the Ed Sullivan Theater where David Letterman does his show. They were also guests on his program last night. And that's where the Beatles made their famous appearance on the Ed Sullivan show, which is why the theater's named after him. It's where they shot it for all those years. So they come out dressed in Beatles suits in black and white to start the show. And eventually it did go to color, but they put on a tremendous 90-minute concert, and they couldn't have been any funnier. I hope that that's going to be one of the extras that they put on the Blu-ray edition of Back and Forth, you know, as part of the promotion for the album. They did this concert last night. It'd be awesome to own that. But, you know, we had Dave Grohl in twice in the last 10 days or so, and he did not know what the plans were for this Back and Forth documentary once it played theaters. It's currently showing on VH1, and if you want to own it for yourself, it's coming out on June 14th. So you don't have to wait that long. The Blu-ray edition is going to be available only at Best Buy locations. But remember when we had him in with the director, they said they got tons of stuff that didn't make the movie. Lots of extras.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think if you're a Foo Fighters fan, this is going to be the greatest DVD or Blu-ray ever. And again, the date, June 14th.
Can't wait. Celebrity birthdays. Paul Sorvino, 72 years old. That he's an actor. Musician Al Green is 65. Al Green's been 65 since I was born, hasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He was 65 the day I was born. He's going to be 65 the day I die. I don't know how he does it. Actor Ron Perlman is 61 years old. I'm just doing this for being alone. Peebo Bryson is 60.
Yeah!
That's it.
Oh, if I ever had a son, I'd so name him Peebo. The best name ever.
Max Weinberg, who's the drummer for the E Street Band, is 60 years old. And the bassist from the Toadies, this is why we celebrate today, Lisa Umberger, the bassist from the Toadies, is 46. So you got that. Oh, also, Aaron Lewis of Staind is 39 years old. And that is the show.
Every day this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are hooking you up with 3-day passes for Coachella this weekend. That's the Music and Arts Festival in Indio, California. How many people show up for that thing? Is it a couple of 100,000?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And worth it, too, with 200-plus bands. I mean, there's nothing like it in the world. It's the best music festival there is, I think. But anyway, so we got them for you every day this week, including on Friday. We'll have them for you every hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. But we're trying to make it a little bit tough for you as we get down to the wire. And, Kevin, why don't you explain to hardcore Coachella wanting ticket listeners what we're doing this time?
Well, here's the thing. We get a lot of email from people saying, I would do anything, I would do anything, I would do anything. We don't have a lot of contests that fits into. But if you would do anything, then you might want to try this. And that is, you need to call us, but don't call yet until you hear what you have to do. You need to call us and start singing a song from your favorite band. Now, we're going to put you on hold, and then we're going to go back to you maybe 10 minutes later, maybe a half hour later, maybe 2 hours later.
Whoa.
And we
be on hold singing a song
for
2 hours?
Must continue singing continuously. If we go to the line and you're not singing, you're taking a breath, whatever, you're out. So we're going to get like 5 people. We're going to put them on hold. They're going to start singing. And it's a little game we like to call.
Please hold. Kevin and Bean will be right with you. Sorry for the delay, but please continue to hold. Kevin and Bean will be right with you. If you would like tickets to the concert, you will continue to please hold.
Now, we understand that everybody can't do that. That's why we say listen to it before we have you call. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. But it is, you know, a 3-day pass. You get the bracelet that'll get you in all 3 days. You can see all of the bands, and it's a really fun time. So, really, this 4 hours is not going to be too bad.
Now, it might not take 4 hours, by the way. You could get on the line, and we're asking you to sing a song from one of the bands playing Coachella. So, let's say you love Kanye West, for instance. You start singing Kanye West. For all you know, you could win in an hour. right? I mean, yeah, there's no way of telling what your competition is going to be like.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You don't have to make a certain time. You just have to outlast everybody else.
Right.
And then if it gets down to a tie at the end, then we're going to have to do a tiebreaker, like flip a coin or do a drawing or something like that.
Oh, that would be the worst.
That would be awesome, because then you spent the entire day doing this, and then you still won't win. So that's funny.
Okay, so the phones are blowing up at 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number. And again, we're looking for you to sing a song from one of the acts that's playing Coachella that you love, and you have to sing it continuously. Every time we go back to you on the phone, you must be singing. If not, we're just going to hang up on you and you're gone.
Now, understand, so, we're not going to go back to you and say, hey, Jim, how's it going? Fine. sing some more of the song. Okay, you're singing when we go back.
Let's talk to Maury on line one. He may be the first person who's been screened through and is willing to play. And let's find out if he understands the dedication. Okay, he's already gone. All right, let's try Larry then. Maury is already gone. Maybe he heard the part about it could take 4 hours, and maybe that's what scared him off.
Yeah. Hi, Larry.
Hey, what's happening?
In a way, you have to sort of either have a night schedule or be a loser. I mean, let's be honest, because most people...
Or this means so much to you that you're willing to blow off whatever you have
planned. Take a day of work off.
Maybe you're not taking your little brother to school today.
I love K-Rock with everything I got in my life.
All right, Larry. You understand the contest is that you're going to start singing a song, and we're going to go back to you periodically. We might come to you every 30 seconds. We might not come to you for 20 minutes. But when we do, you need to be mid-singing.
You know, this may sound asinine to you, but I don't know a single band that's playing or a song that's playing at Coachella. Well,
that makes it easy for us, because we'll just move on to another call.
Okay. I'm that out of it. Yeah. I'm an old-timer, and I'm like 41 years old. I'm semi-quasi-retired.
All right.
Oh. I love K-Rock with everything I got, buddy.
How can you even pick up the phone at your advanced age? You're 41, and you're talking to us at this time of day? That's shocking.
We love you, too, and thank you for listening and all of that, but we're looking for people who are going to sing... So that doesn't work as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Good, okay. Good luck to you, my friend. Thank you very much.
All right. So 1-800-520-1067 is the number.
Please hold.
Now, Larry was a great example of somebody who heard, hey, we're giving away Coachella tickets, call now, but wasn't really thinking through, oh, I need to know some of the acts on the bill. Oh, I need to be able to sing a song. So Larry is not going to work out for us.
And, you know, guys aren't as good with lyrics as girls. I don't think we're going to be judging... The lyrics, you know, if you miss up the words a little bit.
Of course not.
It's the grind of singing the entire song or parts of the song for, you know, however many hours it takes. All right, let's go to Megan. Hi.
Hey.
Now, do you know any of the songs from any of the bands that are playing?
Of course I do.
Okay, good.
Megan, what'd you think about that guy being 41 and still alive and able to dial his own phone? Isn't that shocking in this day and age?
Yes, it is.
All right. You want to play. Who are you going to be singing?
The Strokes.
The Strokes, okay.
All right. Do you have a song in particular, or are you going to be rotating between the songs in the catalog, or how are you going to play it?
I think I'm going to do Reptilia and Last Night together, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't even think about that. You can change songs if you want.
Sure.
The idea is... You need to be singing. That's it. Now, do you have 4 hours or however long that may take?
I kind of have to go to school, but...
How long do you have? Like, if you start singing now, when's the actual drop-dead moment where you're going to have to hang up the phone?
Probably when I have to change, so like around 7:20.
Okay, well, yeah, it's more than an hour. That may be enough. We don't know yet. We have no idea how this is going to go. We've never tried this before.
All right, I'm ready to do anything.
All right, hold on.
All right, so Megan is. I'd like her to start singing now. Let's go ahead and get her going. So at least we've got one plate spinning. Megan, you ready to start singing Strokes?
All right, but my voice is dreadful.
Don't care.
That's okay. That doesn't matter. You're not being judged on that. Simon Cowell's not on the show anymore.
All right, thank you. All right. Ready?
Let's hear it. Yes.
He seemed impressed by the way you came in.
All right, so I put her on hold.
Okay.
All right.
And we hope she's still singing. All right, so that's the way it's going to work. If you want to join Megan and be in contention for tickets for all 3 days of Coachella, you can call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Looks like we're going to get Hannah started on Tighten Up by the Black Keys here in a minute, and then we'll fill up the rest of the lines.
Nice.
Oh, look at that. Still going. That's what we're doing. Well done. All right, so we'll check in with everybody and see how it's going. That's coming up here on the Kevin and...
I'm coming right.
All right.
Nice. Nice. Adriana singing CeeLo there, trying to win Coachella tickets here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're asking. You can put her back on hold. We've got Hannah, we've got Raul, we've got Megan, we've got Brian, and we've got Adriana. They're all singing. Let's do one more randomly before we move on.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to line four.
Double love, and I'm walking with.
That's our man, Brian. He's singing a song from The National. They're all trying to win tickets for all 3 days of Coachella this weekend.
It's a terrible love, and I'm walking.
All right. So we can go to them at any time. There's five of them. They're all singing.
Uh-huh.
And I imagine they're all listening, too, so don't let our talking interrupt you. You have to keep singing whether we come to you and talk or not, so just keep right on going. All right. First, let's do this.
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
Story number one comes out of Mason, Ohio. A Mason man has been charged with teasing a police dog. Did you know that that was illegal?
Yes. Yes, I did.
What?
You see this story often.
What?
Yeah, they consider police dogs to be part of the police force, and they are subject to some of the same anti-harassment rules.
I'm moving past.
By the way, that was dangerously close to not saying it.
It sure was. Yeah. If he'd been silent another couple of seconds, I think we would have had to disqualify him.
I'm moving past.
All right. Not a lot of energy, but we didn't ask nope. for energy, so okay. He's been charged with teasing a police dog. According to police report, a cop was responding to a crash at the Mason Pub early Sunday morning, and the dog started barking. So the 25-year-old Ryan Stevens walked up to the police car about 2 inches away from the window and started barking back. Right back at the police dog. When Walker questioned Stevens about why he was barking at the dog, and by the way, this is when you know the guy was drunk, he said, and I'm not making this up, he's 25 years old, he started it.
Oh, excellent.
He started it, talking about the police dog.
Sounds reasonable to me. I'm on his side.
So he got cited for teasing a police dog.
See, it's not news when a dog barks at a man, but when a man barks at a dog, all of a sudden everybody gets all upset.
I'm bound to fall. I'm bound to fall.
All right, Hannah, singing the Black Keys. Good. Just nice. Checking. Here's my woman, though. This is the one that that I love the most. Woman, 92.
Yes. Now I'm interested.
Goes ballistic after being denied a kiss. And we should put the picture up because it is.
She looks like one of those apple faces.
She does, yes. She looks like a human being that melted.
Yes.
Who is she trying to get a kiss from?
A neighbor.
Okay.
A neighbor. She's 92. The guy's 39 years younger than her.
Oh, he should have given her some.
Come on. Apparently, she went next door to talk with him. He's 53. And he asked her to leave. And she said, I'll leave, but only after you give me a kiss. So he said, no, because you look like one of those apple people and your face is melted. So she went back home and got a gun. And then the 92-year-old woman came back in front of the house and just started firing indiscriminately into the house.
Oh, my God.
Granny's got a gun. Love it.
How crazy is that?
Come on. Give the old lady some, neighbor.
But you haven't seen the old lady.
No, I haven't.
We're going to have to put up a picture of the old lady because it's hard to believe how bad she looks.
Could he have gotten away with a hug and a peck on the cheek, or was she looking for deep tongue?
Look,
it say?
She was his neighbor. You got to know this is going on for a long time.
Oh, maybe so.
You know what I mean? Like, this happened all the time. She told the cops when they showed up she planned to, quote, shoot his car that he loves so much. But instead, she just went ahead and fired bullets right into the house.
Woman scorned, I'm telling you, man. You don't want to mess with her.
Bettner told police that he had ongoing issues with her. And apparently she's enamored with him, and she keeps coming over to his house and coming on to him and all that stuff.
He's going to have the last laugh in somewhere from 1 to 3 months anyway.
She's facing a pair of felonies and being held in county lockup in lieu of $15,000 bond.
That's awesome.
This woman is 92, and she doesn't look a day over 152.
All right.
So that's all good.
Producer Alex just sent me the photo. She looks. Her face looks like sandpaper, pretty much.
It's unbelievable. You wouldn't kiss her if she paid you to kiss her.
I don't know. I'd have to see your body. I'd have to see your body.
I'm changing my chest. I still wish you the best.
All right, what we're doing, giving away tickets for Coachella. We have five people on hold. They're all singing. They're supposed to sing continuously until the end of the show or outlast the other contestants. So every single time we go to them, they
I'm already impressed with them, by the way. They're already more dedicated than I would be.
Sometimes I can't believe it.
All right, thank you.
Wow, got a good group here.
Boy, I sure hope I don't.
I hope you don't accidentally hang up on somebody.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that. That happens all the time. They're singing for like an hour and a half, and I hit the wrong button.
That's a good point. All right. We're going to continue to go back to them throughout the day. The beautiful actress Rachel Nichols on the program today. We got Adam Carolla coming up and a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet. Before we get into the brand new Internet Roundup, let's go back to a couple of the calls, see how they're doing, singing along.
It's an ocean not to break.
Nice. Brian's doing his job at the National. Excellent.
All right.
You would not insist.
Megan. Sounds like there. She's running out of steam a little bit, but she's still singing. Nice.
Raul.
But in my dreams.
Arcade Fire. Okay, good.
I like it. We have a rare Omar sighting in the Celebrity Showbiz Report coming up in about 10 minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, should you invite your exes to the wedding? And we'll catch up with Spencer Pratt. That's all happening on the show later on. Right now, time for a brand new Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
You go to KevinandBean.com, you can see all of these videos, one right after another, and they're some of our favorites, including Chat Roulette Peacock. This is a dude, this is a guy who's singing the Katy Perry song, Peacock, and he's got a bikini on, and I don't know, a mask or something. It's the most bizarre thing you've ever seen. And then you see the other people at the other... that are connecting with you, you see their reactions to him. And it's very funny.
Are you brave enough to let me see a peacock? Don't be a chicken breast affecting like a biatch. I'm a peace out if you don't give me the payoff. Come on, baby, let me see you, what you hiding underneath.
He's dancing and he's jumping around and it's so funny.
It's a good look. I'd be willing to bet that half of the people who go on Chat Roulette do it just so they can screw with other people. Just so they could do stuff like the peacock guy is doing.
Look at you. Ooh, I'm sorry.
All right, just checking.
Adriana, man, it's full steam ahead. Well done.
This is a three-year-old that's in the back of a car. And the three-year-old is very upset because he's been told that he can't be the governor of New Jersey.
Because he's too young.
Now, I don't know what kind of pressure is getting put on kids earlier and early these days, but he really...
Jesse! Why are you crying?
Because I want to be the governor and I can't!
Why can't you be the governor?
Because I'm too small anymore!
Too small. And then the mom doesn't say, shut up. You have to wait. And she goes, maybe when you're a little bit bigger.
What is going on in that family? Isn't that the kind of tantrum that a three-year-old usually throws when he can't get a Happy Meal or something? How does he set his sights on being the governor? And by the way, Governor Christie did have him and his twin brother to the Capitol, and they did he did make them honorary governor and lieutenant governor for the day. So he sort of got his wish.
Man, so that kid's going to be harder to live with than ever. He's going to start passing laws.
Yep, he's former governor of New Jersey now.
At Disneyland, they do the Jedi Academy, and they've got Darth Vader, and you could fight him in a sword fight. So they bring out this little girl to fight Darth Vader.
You will not turn to the dark side.
Yes.
Perhaps she will.
I don't think so. Activate. What's that?
All right, so basically it's a Jedi Knight up against Darth Vader, and he says, if you won't turn to the dark side, maybe she will. And now the little girl is getting ready to play her part. And she's supposed to get her sword out and start fighting him.
It's a lightsaber, Kevin, for God's sake. Don't embarrass me.
And instead of doing that, she kneels in front of Darth Vader. Like she's going to join him.
You will? Oh, okay, we're going to activate. Oh, no, never mind.
Everybody's just dying because she's really young, too, to, like, understand what's going on.
Yeah, what little kid wants to be on the dark side rather than fight the bad guy? That's hilarious.
Well, then I'm walking.
with spiders.
Just checking. All right. Ryan, nice. Rebecca Black gets hit by a bus. Have Friday up. We're going to need that for the next one. But this is...
Oh, thank God. Thank God she finally got hit by a bus.
This is Rebecca Black during the video, and a bus just mows her down. That's awesome. Whoever did that has a great sense of humor. Let's hear a little Friday. I know everybody knows it, but...
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend.
All right, so they went and they asked little kids what their reaction to the video is. Everybody knows what the adult reaction is and the young person reaction is, but little kids.
What did you think of the music video?
It was lame.
That was definitely... off.
It was entertaining because it was terrible.
What did you think of the lyrics of the song?
I understood it was Friday.
Fridays are really fun, but I wouldn't go out and write a song about it.
So you got that.
I love that they're like 8 and they're schooling Rebecca Black, who's 13. I love that they're mocking her.
I'll still be with ya.
All right, just checking.
Nice. Adriana, I love her.
I'm not sure why Helen Mirren's bosom is magical.
As it just is, look at it.
This would have been such a better video if it was someone hot. But people are dying to touch her boobs, apparently, because that's...
But I think that's part of what makes it hilarious, is that everybody wants to, you know, bury their face into a 65-year-old woman's breast. I think that's part of what makes it so funny.
What is it, love?
Can I touch them?
Yes, of course.
Welcome, Nassim. We've been expecting you.
Is this heaven?
You're in a place that's much better than heaven. You're in Helen Mirren's...
This is just as incredible as I imagined.
So that happens.
And Dave Grohl, by the way, also living in Helen Mirren's bosom. He's also part of the heaven scene up there in a suit. It's very funny.
The news anchor playing an April Fool's joke is so funny. This is one of those like morning news shows, and it's a guy and a girl, and he's talking about the latest app, and it's a beer app. And you can look at it on the iPad that he's got, and he says you can smell it and taste it. So you sniff it, and so she's sniffing it, and then she's licking the iPad.
Welcome, the world's first app that actually lets you taste and smell things right on your phone.
Okay.
You smell it? Nope. Do the licking part where you can taste it.
I am not licking an iPad.
Lick it.
Come on. No! You played an April Fool's joke on me.
April Fool's joke.
So then it came up on the iPad, April Fool. This is an April Fool's joke or something. And she's like, I can't believe it. And she literally stands up and walks off the show.
She was so humiliated.
She licked it.
And they put that news group, the people who do that show, they put together an actual news story to air ahead of the demonstration there so that she would think the whole thing was real, whole thing was legitimate, and she totally fell for it.
And she did, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
It's awesome.
You can see Lady Gaga falling off of a piano and landing on her head at KevinandBean.com Internet Roundup. And we always like to feature this week an unnecessary censorship where Jimmy Kimmel, on his show, he takes a bunch of different clips. One's from American Idol. There's a bunch of news. There's a Donald Trump. And he puts beeps in where they're not needed because they're not curse words.
This week in unnecessary censorship. And tonight we've got 90 minutes of sh** for you.
The government shutdown is coming Friday when the clock strikes midnight unless they sh**.
The president said, I'm f**ked up.
I will f**k somebody from this side of the table.
No movement at all. It's like those balls are glued to his
You know, it's my turn to Don Rickles tonight.
Oh, Regis, come on.
How I feel, telling you to be ready.
Nicely done. KevinandBean.com Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
All the
way, I know it. All right, fantastic. It's the world famous K-Rock at 5 minutes till 7 o'clock.
Well, the prince and princess are doing it. Should you invite exes to your wedding? That's the discussion on the table coming up after the top of the hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Adam Carolla later on today, too. Right now, it's DJ Omar Khan, hey, ladies and gentlemen, filling in for Ralph Garman and the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, though?
You know, just showbizing up. But you know what?
You guys,
I'm showbizing up.
All right.
But you guys always, you know, claim that, you know, Ralph is, you know, you guys never do a good job. And you know why? It's because Ralph's really funny.
Right.
You know, he's really relaxed.
Right.
And I noticed that douchebag Billy Bush sucks ass, but people still think he's good, like Bean. But you know what it is? It's all bells and whistles.
Right.
So what he does under everything is big techno music.
That's true. They do every story that way, so regardless if it's about a death or a you know, birth, anything.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what do I need? Some techno.
All right. Britney Spears is on the edge of another breakdown. She's telling Star Magazine that her comeback isn't going as well as she hoped.
Omar, we can't hear you.
Can you guys believe that Britney Spears doesn't think her comeback is going as well as she hoped?
Wait, did you say she's in danger of another breakdown?
Yes.
Sweet.
So I'm hoping it happens because don't we want to see bald Britney again?
Yes. Can we turn down the music? That would be the best. If you can get rid of the music, please. I appreciate it. Look.
What are you talking about? It worked for Billy Bush. Why is it not going to work for me?
It's too much. Look, Access Hollywood has a problem where they're talking to Tori Spelling about her new baby, and they need to make it sound like they're at a freaking rave.
People Magazine is naming Jennifer Lopez the world's most beautiful woman. Bean, thoughts?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What?
People Magazine are naming Jennifer Lopez the most beautiful woman.
I will tell you that she has rocketed back onto my radar with her appearances on American Idol.
Yeah, but most beautiful woman, though? Come on,
maybe
dude.
Not. Maybe not the most beautiful
woman. Yeah, that's bogus, dude.
All right, I think we can kill the music.
All right. Please.
How dare you?
I think your point has been made.
All right. Hey, I have some Broadway news.
Nope.
All right.
I do. Green Day's American Idiot, the musical, is ending on Easter Sunday, but they're going to turn it into a movie.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they signed on Tom Hanks to produce it. They're going to produce it along with Green Day. And the guy who's doing the stage direction is going to handle the camera work, Michael Mayer. So that's going to be exciting. Because that's incredible album, incredible play. So that'd be cool. Last showbiz, Alex played new Beastie Boys. The Hot Sauce Committee Part 2 is out May 3rd, and we played a clip of Tadlock's Glasses. We didn't play it earlier in the show yesterday, so I wanted to give people a taste of what that sounds like. Yeah, that's happening on a record.
That's real, right?
That's real. That's happening on a record.
There's also this clip.
Lion Chief. Trying to please ya.
Nicely done. All right.
All right, TV last night. Nielsen ratings are in. Glee still sucks, and Kirstie Alley is still fat.
That shows up at the Nielsen's now?
It does. It's weird, dude. I'm reading it right here.
That's cool.
Justin Timberlake, okay? Singer, actor, clothing designer, and restaurant owner, and he's good-looking.
All right, he's got it all.
He's got it all. Now he wants to play a professional sport. Oh, if you could call it a sport. He wants to play professional golf.
Oh, come on.
And from what I know, he's going to be great at it. I've seen like celebrity tournaments, and they always show Justin Timberlake knocking it out of the park.
Come on now.
So he thinks if he puts his mind to it, he could enter the Masters. Stop it, dude.
Look, he had sex with Jessica Biel. He's capable of doing anything.
That is true. Bastard.
But he's got enough, I think, is what Omar's saying.
Totally.
He's got enough.
Stop it. America.
Foo Fighters. DJ Omar Khan.
Foo Fighters' Wasting Light debut album came out yesterday, and Blu-ray, the documentary, it's all going to be available at Best Buy, I think, Bean. Was that right?
Best Buy for the Blu-ray only, and the DVD comes out the same day, which I think is what, June 14th? June 14th,
so we're all going to be looking forward to that. Celebrity birthdays, we got Al Green, who's going to be 65 today. Singer Peeble Bryson.
Yeah!
Take it easy.
My dad says the greatest singer who ever lived is Peebo Bryson.
Rick Shredder's 41, and Aaron Lewis of Stain is 39, and I'm sure he's very stoned right now.
Uh-huh.
And singer Lou Bega is 36.
A little bit of Monica in my life. Come on, by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I need.
Yeah.
A little bit of Sandra in the
sun. That's awesome song.
I'm sorry.
That's an awesome tune, dude.
A little bit of Jessica, here I am.
I believe we've heard enough.
Are you kidding?
I agree.
All right, that's awesome.
DJ Omar Khan.
That's just a showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock.
10-4, good buddy. Hey, do the thing with the thing with the thing.
Are you talking about the Coachella thing with the
people
singing? Yeah.
She's a golden sure enough. Just thought you should
all right,
know.
Good. Ooh, Adriana's a yes. Who else
I
you got?
I've got some news for you.
Sweet, hold on. Let's go.
Yes, outside.
Nice, Hannah.
Yeah.
We started this contest first thing this morning. We got five different people. And,
an hour. They've been singing for an hour nonstop now.
A lot of people say they'll do anything for the tickets for Coachella, the three-day passes, so we're giving them out today. And every single time we go to these people, they must be singing. If they're not singing that second, they're gone.
I have to be honest when I tell you that I did not expect all five to still be going strong an hour later. I absolutely thought we'd lose some people by now.
You're in a strange...
I did too, by the way. This is bizarre.
Look at Megan.
You seem so sure.
One of our biggest fears yesterday, when we were talking about doing this contest, is what if they all do it? And then somebody just said, oh, it's not possible. They won't all do it. What if they all do it? And then
they're not. They can't, right?
I would think they can't, but what if they do? And then we could only give one pair of tickets.
It's still early. It's 7 o'clock. Like, most people have to go to school or work by, like, 8:30, 9.
But most people are willing to blow off whatever they have to do for Coachella. However, they can't even, like, call somebody and tell them they're not coming in because they're too busy singing.
But
so
listen,
I don't know what's going to happen.
Here's the honest truth is we're having trouble getting tickets for our own staff to go.
Correct.
Yeah,
and
it's tight.
In a normal situation like this, we would say all five of you did it, so we'll just give you tickets. Honestly, we have a pair. And so
we have one pair. You guys are going to be singing all damn day.
Yeah. So good luck.
Great.
Please hold.
All right. 16 days, if I'm doing the math correctly for right now, 16 days until producer Alex's mom is having a party at 1 o'clock in the morning to watch the kickoff of the coverage for the royal wedding. By the way, we need to talk to your mom again maybe this Friday and find out how her preparations are in effect for the party.
I'm on it. I'm booking her.
But one of the things, and of course, there's a million stories going on about the royal wedding, Prince William and his whore. And one of the stories.
Hey, let me just butt in right here. Yes. None of them interesting to me.
Not yet. No.
Zero stories about this are interesting to me until this particular one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This one you're okay.
Well, I just think it's interesting. Yeah, on a I don't care about the royal wedding, but in everyday life.
One of the stories that has come up about is, of course, the guest list. Who is going to be there? And, you know, we've heard some high-profile names. We've heard that David Beckham and his wife are going to be there, Victoria. We've heard that Elton John has been invited. He was very close with William's mother, Diana. But now they're talking about some of the people we don't know who are exes of the bride and the groom who are going to be there. Listen to Billy Bush from Access Hollywood with his techno music telling us the story.
There are some surprises on the reported guest list, including exes of the couple.
Prince William apparently has invited many of his exes along.
That number is apparently four, including beautiful socialite Isabella Amaryllis, Charlotte Anstruther Goff Calthorpe. Darling, you look lovely. His close friend and ex, Jekka Craig. And Kate said to have invited exes as well. Two of them.
Now,
does he have to do that horrible accent?
Yes, he does. Of course he does.
Darling. He's I don't even
horrible.
Know what that is. Is that from Europea? Like, what accent is that?
He's horrible.
Yes, it's from Europea, Alex.
And by the way, let me just butt in and say it. I'm not making this up. The guy that they go to for information on this, and maybe you know more about this than I do, Bean. They say his name. He's a correspondent. And then underneath it, it says Royal Wizard. I'm not making that up. They use it on the Today Show. They use it on Access Hollywood.
That's funny. I did not know that.
I don't know who the Royal Wizard is, but it seems like this is a ha-ha move. Like,
right.
You almost had this, but you didn't. But we're going to make you come watch.
You didn't.
Right.
So is your blanket policy then, Kevin, as I understand it, that it's absolutely verboten to bring any exes, boyfriends or girlfriends, husbands, ex-husbands, ex-wives, to a wedding if you're getting married? It's
no.
All that day, in your opinion, should be only for looking forward, not looking back? Is that what you're thinking?
Here's the thing. It all depends on the situation. It's not a hard, fast rule. But I would
the situation is not invited to the wedding. He is actually not going to be there.
I would suggest that the more recent the ex makes a difference. I mean, basically, you have to count the downside. Is there going to be a downside? And sometimes exes can cause big, big, big downsides. And they're especially if they're still upset. Was it 10 years ago and you've talked and you're fine and she's moved on and she's with someone else? Who cares then? That's fine.
There's a story that Edward Norton's getting married and Courtney Love is upset.
Yeah.
Would you invite her to your wedding?
No.
See, that would be an ex.
But I wouldn't invite Courtney Love to any of it.
That's true.
I would not go to Jack in the Box with Courtney Love. She's too unpredictable. Now, the reason we're going to take your phone calls on this, by the way, we do have some lines open with people that are not singing for Coachella tickets. 1-800-520-1067. I want to hear your thoughts on this, but in particular, I want to hear any personal experiences you have had that have not gone well with inviting exes to a wedding. You had an ex-boyfriend there or an ex-girlfriend there or an ex-wife there, an ex-husband there, and you regret it. Those are the stories I really am most curious to hear at 1-800-520-1067. And I also asked producer Alex to come in because of all of us, she's the one most likely to get married sometime in the next few years.
Oh, you're easy. Such an a-hole.
Easy.
You're such a dick.
And Alex is also the one who has about 2,000 ex-boyfriends. So what would how would it work out for you guys if you decided to get married? Alex, what would your policy be and why?
Well, she would open up the convention center and then just send it in via TV feed.
I would call our friends at AEG and see if the Staples Center's booked. That's right. What I would do.
You want to invite them all. Some of them you don't know their names. How would you even find them?
Totally. Look, that was a really special 20 minutes, you know. I have never kept exes or really kept them around because I figure there's a reason you're broken up.
Yeah.
And I personally don't get it. I don't get the friendship thing with your ex. And, you
really?
Know, I really don't. Unless you were like 14 or maybe 19 in college and it wasn't super serious. But I personally don't understand keeping people in your life that you didn't see fit to have this relationship with. I think it prevents you from emotionally moving on, and I think it affects.
But what if you never emotionally connected to that woman in the first place?
Right. Well, then she shouldn't be around. I think it impedes any future relationship with a boyfriend or a girlfriend to keep having that person from your past. There. I personally think it's extremely unhealthy. I don't get it.
But don't you think that William and Kate are going to just, at some point, they're just going to turn over and they're just going to look at him and go, yep.
How you like me now?
Sorry.
Well, and it's also a really bad idea, unless you're filming like for the Bad Girls Club or something. It's a bad idea to mix alcohol in a party with emotions.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody's going to try to be at the beginning on their best behavior. But, they're going to be decked out. You know, they're shopping for outfits now.
One
Talk about
of the
pressure.
People that she's inviting, I hate to say I watch more of this. One of the people that she's inviting, she broke up with when she met William. So it hasn't been all that long, This is the guy that she broke up, and she's inviting him.
Unless,
that's not going to go well.
Well, look, the one thing about Kate and William that I know because of my mother, I just sort of get this through osmosis, is they've been together almost a decade.
Yes.
So.
Oh, they have. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of these people were, you know, sort of those college years, and I could understand, you know, maybe dating somebody, and then you realize, look, we're just friends. This isn't going to work out for a few months, and sort of socially being friends with them. But if you were my boyfriend and you've seen me naked, it's not a good idea for me to continue being friends with you and bring you other places. It's just weird. I don't get it.
Is this
weird.
Why you and Ralph can never look each other in the eyes when you're in the room together?
It's extremely awkward. I wanted to say that.
By
right
the
now.
Way, one of the ex girlfriends that the prince is inviting to the wedding, and I don't remember her name, Becker or Decker or something like that. The couple is really good friends with her. In fact, they were visiting her place in Africa when the prince proposed to the princess. They actually got engaged at this other lady's house that's going to be there. That's how close of friends they are.
Yeah, that seems a little different.
Doesn't seem like there's going to be any drama, at least with that one.
That's all. You have to just know the drama.
Correct.
That's it. You have to be able to gauge the drama. Some people wouldn't be any drama, and some people would be nothing but drama, so you just have to figure that out. The number's 1-800-520-1067. We do have some of the lines tied up by people who are singing for Coachella tickets. And have been for over an hour.
Hannah's my favorite because every time we go to her, she's not just like slowly humming or like making fun. No, she's owning it. She's auditioning every time.
She's putting soul into it.
What mistakes did you make by inviting an ex to the wedding? That's what we want to hear about. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls when we come back on the Kennedy Show.
Is it 1-0-7?
Yes, it is. Well, yes, it is.
Break. It takes an ocean not to break.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. The great Adam Carolla joins us next hour. Also, the beautiful Rachel Nichols from Criminal Minds coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we are talking about the royal wedding. And I know that's the last thing you expect from us because we're not into the royal wedding. But it is an interesting sidebar that so many exes of the bride and the groom are being invited. Now, I don't think they've got to worry about the kind of, you know, Jerry Springer drama that we might have to worry about because they're going to be at freaking Westminster Abbey and the Queen's going to be there. And I'm sure everybody's going to be on their best behavior. But maybe it hasn't worked out that well for you.
The military will be surrounding them. Yeah. So there won't be any problems there. Let's talk to John, who was a guest at a wedding where this happened. Hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
All right. So basically what happened was this is almost too stupid to be real.
Basically, what happened was I was sitting at my friend's dad's second wedding, and what happened was I guess he had an ex that he invited thinking she would be no trouble at all.
Right.
And I guess harboring all her feelings to herself, she was extremely, extremely jealous, and she ran up, kicked the bride, kissed him on his mouth, and then ran away crying.
All right.
It was a backyard wedding, and we heard her car take off, like turn on, take off down the street.
That's so great. Jerry. If that happened at weddings, I would want to go more often.
And yeah. What did everybody else do? What did the bride? I mean, did they just ignore it and continue on with the ceremony?
Just dead silence. No one said a word. Just everyone was just looking around like, what?
And then they just continued as if it never happened.
Sweet.
And then they just continued as if it never happened?
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
They just That's fantastic. They were like, okay, let's not talk about that. Just kept
Thank you for the call, John. That was a classic So That Happened moment. Let's try Mina or Mina on line 6 joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Mina, Mina.
It's actually Mia.
Mia. Excellent. What happened?
I had just finished getting married and went into the bathroom to freshen up before the reception, and the ex-girlfriend of my husband trapped me in the bathroom and crying and saying she was never going to find someone like him, and she was still in love with him, and she knew that I was going to make him really happy, and I ended up consoling her in the bathroom of my wedding.
Awkward.
Did you know that there was that kind of tension between them when she was invited?
Yes.
You did?
And you didn't say anything?
It was, I didn't think she was going to make a scene.
Well, who would think she's going to corner you?
The meditation was working well enough, but
Now, take me back to when you and your fiance at the time sat down and you were looking over the wedding list. Her name comes up, and he says, "I want to invite her." Why? What was the reason he wanted her to be there?
They're still friends. I invited my ex. Actually, he was my ex fiance.
Wow. Check you out.
And he was fine. He was dancing with everyone. He was having a blast.
You mean he was fine? Like he was hot?
Yeah, well, I do.
Well, I think this is the cautionary tale for other people out there listening to your story. If you don't want to end up in the bathroom consoling your new husband's ex-girlfriend, maybe just don't invite her. That's what you would say?
Choose wisely.
Probably. Actually, they're still friends, and I'm just like, whatever.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Wow, you're a better woman than I.
What would you have done, punched her?
If he wanted her, he would have married her. He married me, so that's true. 5 minutes of my time was okay.
Just elope, people.
Yeah. Thank you, Mia. We appreciate it. Yeah. All right. Kevin and Bean Show, Afro calls on the way. Showbiz Beat, Adam Carolla, Rachel Nichols.
Still going on, I got to tell you.
Nice.
I love checking in with the kids. It's been an hour and 20 minutes now they've been singing.
The terrible love and I'm walking
this
with.
This is a contest we started first thing this morning with 5 different people that are on hold.
Thank you for
editing. Very nice. All right.
Look, I don't care how much Adriana wants to see CeeLo at Coachella. I don't care how much she likes that song. Can you imagine singing it nonstop for an hour and a half? I didn't think you were going to make that one. Negative's going strong. Very impressed. Boy, are we going to make some people sad if they're all still singing at the end of the show. Come on.
That was our guess was that there's no way somebody will just, you know, they have to fall away. They have to go to work. They have to get tired, whatever. But if we end up with 5 people to do it, we still only have 1 pair of tickets.
There's nothing we can do about that.
We're actually dicks now, officially.
Wow. We've been for a long time, but for other reasons.
Right.
Sometimes I can't. Believe
it. An hour and a half later, they're still singing strong to win their Coachella tickets. By the way, more Coachella tickets tomorrow and then Friday. Apparently, Coachella tickets every hour. Obviously, your last day to win them right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, time for the Kevin and Bean Afro Line on the air at 323-520-AFRO. What are people talking about today?
People are talking about the King of Mexico. They're doing impressions of him now. And you know how you know when it rains, the little drop things, as he calls it? And he doesn't use his windshield wipers.
Right, because windshield wipers are for losers.
Right.
Oh, look at this rain. I don't like using my window whoppers.
Yeah, I was very upset the first time I heard the rumor going around the building that Dave doesn't wipe. I thought, what's this about? But then I found out it was just windshield wipers in the rain.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. Last night I had a dream that I was playing golf with you guys, and it was, like, so sweet. On the first hole, I teed off. I got a hole-in-one, and, I mean, the place went crazy. It was my first hole-in-one in my life, and we're going nuts. And you two guys are just standing there on the green like you do that kind of crap all the time.
That just goes to show that even in my dream, you guys are assholes.
Hey, we can't be blamed for his dreams, can we?
We didn't have anything to do with that.
How does that work?
Hey, Dean, it's less than a week away, and I'm really disappointed. You haven't even once mentioned Coachella.
I have tried so hard to keep him from doing that.
I need to bring that back. That's awesome.
So
I love
funny.
That.
You're
I
right.
love
it
that.
It's so funny. It's like a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. It's
Wait,
so funny.
What show? What festival's coming up? What are we talking about?
3 Day in Indio, that one.
What's it called? I can't remember what the name is.
Hey, Alex, Bean's totally going to bone your mom. That's awesome.
By the way, that is awesome.
I did fall very deeply in love with Alex's mom when we had her on the show recently. I may have to tap that.
Here's a request for something that we haven't played in a while.
Hey guys, what happened to that wet and sticky soundbite we used to play? My eyes are getting wet and misty because you don't play the wet and sticky anymore.
Hey Frank, how come you haven't gotten up yet?
I'm wet and sticky.
Oh, the poor kid.
Yeah, we'd rather not play that clip.
Hey, I just figured out why Kevin is so upset about all the royal wedding coverage. You know what? He expected an invitation. How could they forget to invite the Duke of Tarzana?
Hey, that's right. You're a duke.
I'm not. I just made that up.
Aren't you like 212th in line for the crown?
No, I just made that up. It has nothing to do with it.
Oh, I thought you were a duke.
Lisa told us this very disturbing story about 3 weeks ago. And it involved eating on a chair, and her dogs were sitting there, and she reached down and picked up a piece of garlic toast and popped it in her mouth, and it turns out it wasn't garlic toast.
And that it came from the dogs, and we don't need to say anything more than that.
Hey, Lisa, I heard you like eating toasted garlic bread. Well, it just so happens I'm making you some cornbread right now. Things just about ready to pop up. Eat over here, hold on. Don't have to peep, my love.
That's the worst call ever.
Come on.
Hi. I wanted to request you guys play that one moment with Kevin where he forgets. You go to the phone and Ralph is there as a voice and he forgets who he is introducing. I love that one.
I don't know that we need listeners requesting moments with.
Unless they're this awesome.
The great Al Pacino. Good morning.
What?
I don't know what this is.
This is Sean Connery. Talking about curling.
Sorry.
It does show the level of preparation that Kevin gets into when it's time to do a voice bit, though.
Poor Ralph. I feel sorry for him.
I see you drive around town with...
She's stuck on that song, isn't she?
Yeah
she part is. Of that song.
So I was watching Megamind with my kids the other day, and Highway to Hell starts playing. And all I could think about was the Armenian comedian Wings version. Hit it, Steve.
That's a great request. We haven't heard this in a long, long time. By the way, the law is going to tell us here soon that we can talk to Sam again.
Really? I know we had to wait 2 years. Has it been that long already?
I think
already?
It's pretty close. The restraining order is about to be lifted on this man.
Listen to this. Dave looked it up, and apparently today is the expiration of the restraining order. 2 years today, which means that we can talk to Sam tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, that's the best news ever.
Nobody gonna mess me around.
How could we not?
Oh, this is sweet.
323-520-AFRO. That's the number if you want to call the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. Showbiz Beat coming up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I wanted love, I needed love.
That sounded like a break to me.
Most of all.
Dangerously close, people. When we go to the phone, you better be singing. That's
Checking in with the Ace Man just after the top of the hour, and actress Rachel Nichols will join us from Criminal Minds on the way, too. Hey, all day long today, we've been having people sing on the phone. They're on hold, and they're singing. We go to them from time to time to see if they're still singing. It's coming up on 2 hours to win their tickets to Coachella. A little game we like to call Kevin and Beans. Please hold.
Please hold.
Now, we have a problem, right? We have a...
I think we have to disqualify Megan based on information that has just come in from phone screener Chip. Hey, Megan. Megan. See, I think she has a tape loop. I think she's looping us.
By the way, she put echo on it. She put reverb on it.
I think maybe it's a speakerphone. Maybe it's a speakerphone.
Nope, that's reverb.
How about Megan tried to game the system by recording her voice and putting it on a loop?
Megan, you're allowed to stop singing and talk to us. Awesome.
Bye-bye, Megan.
We should give them to her just for being that ingenious.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
All right, so Megan, you can hang up on. She's gone. We still got Hannah, Raul, Brian, and Adriana are still singing their little hearts out, trying to win tickets for Coachella. It was an outstanding effort, by the way.
Except for when she called our phone screener Chip on her cell phone.
Right.
From her cell phone. And Chip said, hey, you're supposed to still be singing.
She says, oh, I got to take care of on a recording.
I got to go. She said the words, I'm on a loop. I put it on a loop.
All right. So started out with five. Now we've got four. We'll see what happens. Right now, time for the showbiz beat in for Ralph Garman. Hey, it's us, Kevin and Bean. Kevin, I know you don't care about Oscar-winning actress Shirley MacLaine because she's over 35.
She's old.
But she's got a new book out that is causing a lot of conversation in Hollywood. She's an Oscar-winning actress, probably best known for Terms of Endearment. She's also the crazy one who always talks about reincarnation and past lives.
Yeah, I like her for that reason. I like her because she's crazy.
And she's Warren Beatty's sister. But she was on the Oprah show this week, and she was talking about her very spicy love life. She said, I've had an awful lot of lovers and a lot of awful lovers. She also added it, right? But she said that she had an open marriage, that she was married to a guy for 30-something years or something like that. And they made this special agreement because they both loved their freedom, she said. But then she discovered when she started playing the field that it wasn't for her. She said after she had 3 different men in one day, she said... Right? And this isn't an orgy. This is 3 separate incidences in the same day. So Shirley's a goer. She said, by the way, it was when she was running with a political campaign. She was hanging out with a political campaign with a bunch of people involved in government and running for office. She said everybody acts like that in government. But she said she came to the conclusion after that it wasn't for her, and that, in fact, she just wants to settle down and be with one man. She was, in fact, a serial monogamist.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
Don't waste our time with the elderly. They're dying.
I know. And I know she's a crazy old person, but I do appreciate her effort to set the record straight and tell the truth. And, even if it may not make her appear flattering to some people, I think that's an awesome story.
You know how we always say that celebrities can remain friends after they get divorced? And they're the only ones that really can pull that off?
Just celebrities are better than we are.
And they always put out a PR thing saying, oh, we're going to remain the best of friends, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, there's no follow-up. We don't know if they are or not. Well, Wendy Williams, ex-husband, is talking to Star Magazine, and he's saying that since he was married to her, she's had so much plastic surgery that she now looks like a clown.
Oh, man.
I think she looks like the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz is what she looks like. I can't believe somebody used to be married to Wendy Williams.
She got a husband.
She's got another one, too. She's married to someone else now.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, that's a breath of fresh air, right?
Yeah.
I love that.
She looks like a clown.
There's a dating website that I am not familiar with, but apparently they are popular in Britain. It is called tastebuds.fm. And they did a survey on their site where they made a connection between the type of music that you like and how likely you are to put out on the first date. And I thought this was pretty interesting.
Interesting.
They ask a series of questions about what your first date would be like and where you would go and would you kiss and would you hold hands and would you touch it there and would you eat it there? You know what I mean?
At
a restaurant. And they basically came up with the bands or artists that you are most likely to listen to if you're going to give it up on the first date. Now, first of all, those who are least likely to go all the way on night one are fans of Coldplay, Adele, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, and surprisingly, Kings of Leon.
What?
That surprised me because I know, producer Alex gets super moist at the talk of Kings of Leon. Most likely to give it up on the first date. Now, this is something, maybe you meet somebody in a club situation or something like that. Ask them who they like. If they say they're huge Nirvana fans, go for it. You're in. Also, Metallica. Linkin Park, Kanye West, and the Gorillaz. Those are your best bets for sex on the first date.
So that should come up early. Any date, that should come up. Hey, what kind of music do you like?
Exactly.
What do you think about? And then you should have a list. What do you think about these bands?
When you pick her up, have Metallica play it in your car.
Good.
And depending on what her reaction is, you know whether to just pull over or not.
Just pull over and drop her off?
Right. Or pull over and park. Either way.
When I'm walking on this.
No, he's not much of a singer, but all right.
He's still going.
Foo Fighters, we've been talking about all day as their new CD came out, Wasting Light, that came out yesterday. The full-length documentary will be released on DVD and Blu-ray on June 14th. It's called Back and Forth, and it's the 16-year history, and that's good news for those of us that missed it when it was on television.
Yeah.
Or in the movie theater. So anyway, June 14th is the date for that.
And when we had the director on from that documentary, along with Dave Grohl last week, he told us they shot tons of extras. So they got a lot of extra stuff that they'll be able to put on the DVD and Blu-ray. I'm telling you, it's so good, you guys. You've got to watch this Foo Fighters documentary. It is fascinating. One final story, and I'm happy to see a celebrity actually being honest about something. Jim Carrey was asked by the New York Post why he decided not to play Curly in the upcoming Three Stooges movie. Remember, when Ralph originally started talking about the casting, Jim Carrey was one of the names. And we thought, well, he's a perfect guy to play a Stooge, right?
Right.
He can do that wacky physical comedy. He's a very funny guy. I think I'd like to see him do that. He says he'd love to do it. He's a huge Three Stooges fan. The reason he turned it down is to play Curly, he'd have to gain a lot of weight, and he knows that he'd never be able to take the weight off. He's not disciplined enough to lose the weight, therefore he's not going to take a role where he has to gain a bunch of weight.
It's funny, that's the opposite story of most people in Hollywood.
Yep.
Oh,
most
yeah.
people in Hollywood seem to be able to do it without any problem. Yeah.
Get you there. I guess she's next, boss. I'm more sorry.
I'm really surprised. Over 2 hours now.
That's impressive.
I know.
Over 2 hours.
And what's worse is they could sing to the end of the show and still not win.
What are we going to do about that? That's bad.
Little Ricky Schroeder from Silver Spoons is all grown up. He's now Rick Schroeder. He turns 41 today. We're going to go outside with singer Aaron Lewis.
F
He's
you.
39 today. Mambo number 5's Lou Bega turns 36. Actor Paul Sorvino is 72 years old today. The great soul singer Al Green turns 65. And, of course, Max Weinberg. For all those years, he was the drummer in Conan O'Brien's TV band. And his day job is playing drums for the boss with the E Street Band, too. Max is 60 today, and that is the show. Yeah!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 9 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Wednesday. Hey, before we go to Adam Carolla, give me some more Coachella singing, please. Let's see how the kids are doing.
So grab your mother's keys, we're leaving. You always seem so sure.
I want Brian to perform at Coachella. I don't just want him to sing on our show to win tickets. I want to see him up on stage. He's dynamic.
Yeah. Let's try one more.
Here for the Ferrari, but that don't mean I can't get you there. She's more than neck box.
Yeah, about an hour and 5 minutes now. 2 hours and 5 minutes, excuse me, they've been singing. They're going to sing as long as it takes to win their tickets to Coachella. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Wednesday means our friend Adam Carolla, who joins us on the phone. Hey, Ace Man, how are you?
Whether I'm right, whether I'm wrong.
Not you.
I got to prove, huh?
You don't have to say, hey, I don't know if you saw my tweet to you, Ace Man. I know you get a lot of them, and you probably can't read them all. But we had Norm MacDonald on the show yesterday, and he told us two things. One is he'd love to do your podcast. He's a fan of yours. So you might want to look into that. And two, and I didn't realize this, he says he gets confused for you. People come up to him all the time and say he's Adam Carolla. Does it work that way in reverse as well?
Yeah, I get that. I mostly get Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, good. Really?
Well, we both have funny voices and we're racist.
Right. Well, there's that, too. And I think it's so funny about you and Norm MacDonald, because both of you guys are the voice of death on The Family Guy. It's just so funny that you would be so similar and people would confuse you two.
Well, you do realize as you trek through life that most people don't have that much time to think about you.
Yeah.
And vice versa, to be fair.
Yeah, that's true.
So you get a lot of, hey, Jimmy. Tell Adam, you know, and a lot of, yeah, hey, sure. Adam, tell Jimmy, and, you know, like, this is people in general just sort of breeze through life, not focusing on the details. Like, we're detail-oriented. That's why we get the big bucks.
I know. That's right. Exactly. All right. Adam Carolla is going to be on stage again tomorrow night at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. That is his regular Thursday night appearance. This time, Andy Dick is his special podcast guest. You definitely want to get tickets for that at adamcarolla.com. And don't forget the big Carolla and Friends show happening at the Wiltern May 22nd with special guest Jimmy Kimmel. Details and all the podcasts available at adamcarolla.com. It's time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
So starting with number three, work my way down to number one, jerky. There's too many kinds of it. I'm thoroughly confused, and there was one perfect food on the planet, nay, one perfect thing on the planet, and that was jerky. Do we have to jerk around with jerky? Did anyone ever get tired of beef jerky? Did anyone go, man, I wish there was some turkey jerky or some salmon jerky or some buffalo jerky or some alligator jerky?
I don't think so.
No. No, jerky is perfect. It's sort of like we're doing the pizza. Now we're shoving pepperoni and cheese into the crust. Did anyone have a problem with the old jerky or the old pizza? Do you think our dads were sitting around on jerky and pizza night? Wow, that sounded gay.
It's a hell of a night.
Just sitting around going, there's something missing from this pizza. I'm just not satisfied. This jerky, not cutting it. I need another animal dried up. And then I was complaining about this earlier in the week, and I thought, I would make a horrible pilgrim or Eskimo or any of those cultures that had to make the jerky so they could make it through the winter.
Right.
Because I can't look at jerky for more than 10 minutes without devouring it. There's no way I could see it drying the entire summer sure. without getting into it. It'd be impossible. People used to send homemade jerky to Loveline, and it would show up in a plastic bag, and me and Dr. Drew would stare at it and go, well, I'm not going to. All right, give me some of that.
You're powerless in front of jerky.
I would starve every winter if I was born 200 years ago.
Yeah.
But the important takeaway here, though, is jerky is already perfect. Stop monkeying around with it.
Focus on things that we haven't yet perfected instead of. We already screwed up iced tea. Do you want to screw up jerky? Okay, people.
All right.
Put the dried meat down and walk away. Okay. Remember a couple weeks ago I called in and I was complaining about cop shows versus cops in reality?
Yes.
A lot of guys sitting around. There should be every cop show, guys, you know, shoulder rolls and sliding over the hood and busting people in 60 minutes and all that crap. And I said, the reality is these guys sit around and wait for the phone to ring.
Right.
So they can take guys down. Well, what happened? Where are the guys from Dodger Stadium? Where are the two monsters that kicked in the paramedic's head? How come we haven't caught these guys? It's now at the point where the cops don't even pretend. They're like, hey, could somebody please drag these guys into our office so that we could fingerprint them and arrest them? Please, public. Hey, public. Please, somebody call us so we can catch these guys. How about you go out and catch them? I thought that's how it worked.
In the officer's defense, Adam, they did put out a sketch that looks like every single Mexican in Southern California.
Right. I'll go down. You know what? Let's go down to Alvera Street and round up the entire place. Oh, no, wait a minute. That's filled with tourists. Ironically, Alvera Street's the only place in L.A. with no Mexicans. Yes, they put a sketch out that looks like every Latino male between 18 and 45.
Yeah, right.
That is awesome. I'm going to have to arrest my pool man and gardener now. For the love of Christ, go out and do some cop work, would you? And stop standing by the phone. And what about this big standoff they had in Sylmar? They sent a robot in to destroy the entire house.
Love that.
Yes. Here's my point. What happened to no time for backup? Shoulder roll. Front door, or yeah. You start employing my attack crows and really get with it.
There you go. I forgot about your attack crows.
Problem solved, yes?
Sure.
All right. Number one, guess what? Flew Southwest to Vegas yesterday, sat in the back of the plane, waited dutifully, did not eat breakfast and or lunch, was sitting on the plane at 4 o'clock waiting, just waiting for the only good thing about a Southwest flight, the peanuts. And what did I get? The pretzels. Why?
Oh, no.
Somebody phoned in. It's now been two out of the last five Southwest flights I've been on. Some asswipe has phoned in and said, remove the peanuts. By the way, might as well just remove the wings from the plane because that is the most important thing on a Southwest flight. And I said the same thing I say to the stewardess every time. Who? Who are they?
Who is it?
Which, just point them out. Kindly point them out, because I would like to pelt the back of their head with these stale pretzels. And then I.
But Adam, you know those people would die from it. It's that serious.
Right. I said to the guy,
who gave, sadly, the stewardess guy. I said, the steward guy who gave me the pretzels. I said, how much peanut dust do you think is circulating through this airplane right now? How much is on every tray table? How much is on you? How much is on every SkyMall? How much peanut dander is in this plane? So one flying cigar tube filled with peanut dust. And the guy said, a ton. And then he laughed and walked away. All just part of the system. And here's the deal, Southwest. You can take away my peanuts, but I can't have the free fall down to the stale pretzels. I need to step up. You want to take away the peanuts? I need some Funyuns or some Pringles or
wow,
a Handy.
Nice.
I need
nice.
Something better. And one last thought. Is there anything that drops off that much when it gets miniaturized? Meaning a full-size pretzel is one of the greatest things ever.
Correct.
Soft, hot at the ball game with the mustard on it, chewy on it. The little pretzels blow ass. And I'm just saying, it's not that way with Snicker bars or Reese's Pieces. It's not like, well, you shrunk it down and they're no good.
It's
only
the same.
Pretzels
it's the same.
Do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, you're right. It's a very different quality in every way with the little ones.
So, Southwest, unless you're willing to serve full-size pretzels or out the peanut guy, I'm not flying you anymore.
Wow.
Unless
amen. Amen, ladies and gentlemen. There yeah. you go. Unless, the guy knows what he's talking about here.
Unless he has to fly to Vegas right. and or Phoenix and or San Francisco.
Yeah, Fresno, Sacramento as well.
Sure.
I guess they're going to Denver, too.
Tomorrow night, Adam Carolla on stage at the John Lovitz Comedy Club. That's up at Universal City, don't you know, with special guest Andy Dick. Buy your tickets at adamcarolla.com. Ace man, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
Don't be creepy.
I'm not being creepy. I just missed my girlfriend.
I'm saying don't be creepy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Criminal Minds number 7 in the ratings last week on CBS. Wednesday nights at 9, one of the stars of the show, Rachel Nichols, joins us in studio, where I would like to say officially it's been too long since we've seen you, Rachel. How have you been?
I've been, aside from this morning, which was a rather energetic morning, let's say.
Energetic? That's not the word I would use.
It's been chaotic this morning. I've been very well. How about yourself, Steve?
Well, I'm much better now, thank you. You know, a lot of big stars, if they had car trouble in the morning, they would have Jeeves take it down to the shop and bring around another limo, you know, to pick me up. But you took your car in for the shop, then got a rental car in order to race like ass to get here on time. Am I right about that?
I did. I had quite the experience. My car, there was something apparent. I apparently have air suspension in my car that wasn't working this morning, and it started to make a very loud grinding noise. And when I called the dealership, they said, you ought to bring this in right now. Did I get a ding for grinding?
Yes, loud grinding noise. Come yes, on. You sure
okay.
did.
Hey,
you
know how it works. I get as many of those loud and inappropriate dings as I can.
I appreciate that. Well, we appreciate the extraordinary effort you went to get here today. I think that's awesome.
I missed you guys, and I wore, you know, a low-cut dress for you, Bean.
Thank you. knowing that I'm 1,100 miles away, thank
bad.
You for that.
Oh,
what a
bad.
Shame. All right, let's talk about, first of all,
by the way, when Rachel gives a hug, she gives a hug, too. It's a full hug. It's not,
so I've heard, by the way.
It's not the, I'm going to lean across because right. I don't want to touch the commoner's hug.
Because some girls, all they're thinking about is how can I protect my boobs so that they don't rub up against this person? Rachel gives it. I understand.
Give it.
That's what I've heard, yeah.
All right. I have a reputation for very generous hugging.
This Criminal Minds is apparently a television show, or is it a singing group or a gang, or what the hell is
it's
it?
It's a gang.
Yeah, it's a gang.
It's a gang of tambourine playing, UGG wearing FBI agents.
Because I don't watch anything on CBS. That's just my policy. So I've unfortunately not been able to see it yet. But apparently it's enormously popular, right?
It is, and it's actually very fun. It's a serious show. I mean, every week we're tracking serial killers. We have a new episode airing tonight. But it's got such a great cast, and they've been very, very nice in welcoming me as well.
So. That's got to be weird to join an existing show, an existing cast, an existing situation. They all have a, you know...
Yeah,
chemistry.
Especially
they got chemistry and history.
But you guys know I joined Alias season 5.
Yeah, true.
Right.
And
true.
I got lucky.
That's what we fell in love with you.
They were... Well, thank you. they were great to me and welcomed me. And the Criminal Minds family has done the same thing. We go on hiatus after the 25th of April, and then we come back in July.
Huh. Now, I was a little bit surprised, only because you've been doing a lot of movies in the last couple of years. I was a little bit surprised to see you take on a TV show. But I guess, and this is what we're hearing from more and more actors these days, is, hey, you go wherever the good work is. And you thought the show was good, and you wanted to be a part of it, right?
Absolutely. You know, the industry is changing. I think everybody here knows that. And Criminal Minds shoots in L.A. I mean, it shoots in Burbank. But I get to sleep in my own bed every night, and I get a steady paycheck.
Yeah.
And
she gets a bell for sleeping in her own bed.
For sleeping in my own bed.
That's a reach, Bean.
I mean,
that's a bit of a reach.
I debated saying, you know, rolling around in my own bed.
It'd be much better.
What's Beer Mug doing? Tell him to get away from
her. He's just adjusting her microphone.
Stop. Move away from her.
So that she can be heard.
Oh, he's got a Beer Mug tattoo on his leg, if you can believe it.
He was secretly stroking my arm.
Yeah. Oh, stop it with that already.
I should get a ding. I said stroking.
Sure. Now, are there hardcore, and I get this impression from she's better at this than I am. I get the impression from following your tweets, Rachel, that there are people who are really, like, super crazy invested in Criminal Minds, who were not all that welcoming to you coming in because they were under the impression somehow that you were replacing some beloved character. But that wasn't the case at all, right?
No. I didn't replace anyone. The only similarities between my characters and AJ Cook's were that we have blonde hair and blue eyes. We didn't fulfill. She was the, you know, press liaison, and I'm an agent. And, you know, on TV shows like this, the loyal fans are what keeps the show on the air. So I said, I know that the idea of Ashley Seaver is not necessarily going to be accepted immediately or very well. But I said, I just want you to give Rachel Nichols a chance. And that was sort of what I asked for. And I've had some very hostile tweeters. But,
great. Fantastic.
Yes. But Thomas Gibson was sharing with me last night that he has also had some very hostile tweeters. So.
And he was Dharma, right? Or Greg or one of them?
Yeah, he was Dharma.
That's what I thought. Yeah, okay. Now, it's interesting that
we have to take a break.
What? I'm talking to Rachel Nichols.
I know, but we have to.
There's nothing that you're going to go to that's more important
anywhere
than what I'm trying to do right now.
A, we have to take a break. B, we gave Rachel her own bell because you're falling down on the job. So she has a bell now as well.
Okay.
And,
all right.
And three, or C, I forget how I was labeling those. We have to do this real quick.
I'm back. Mr. Jacobs. My heart remains. Love
all right.
You.
All right, good.
Still singing? They've been singing for 2.5 hours, Rachel. We've had people singing songs from bands they want to see at Coachella this weekend. They're trying to win tickets. They have to outlast everybody else on the phone that's singing at the same time. So we go back to them randomly to see if they're still singing.
Well,
2.5 hours.
I had to borrow.
And here's the funny part.
Wow.
We literally only have one pair. So if they all make it, that means three people are going to get screwed.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this Coachella thing is bananas.
Yeah, it's really difficult. No bell for banana? Come on, people.
Okay, sorry.
There's two bells now.
There's multi-bells going.
There's a brand new episode of Criminal Minds tonight on CBS at 9. One of the stars of the show, Rachel Nichols, in the studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And I was telling you off the air, Miss Nichols, that the one thing I already love you.
Nichols.
We already had a blazing hot romance going on for years, even before you started the Twitter feed. But the one thing I've learned about you is that you're a colossal dork. You couldn't be more of a zero in real life than you are the way you come across on your Twitter feed. You know that, right?
But wait, yeah. She doesn't come across as a zero in real life.
She does. She's like sweatpants in movies by myself again tonight. That's Rachel Nichols' life.
I was having an Eddie Murphy marathon, I think, like 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah. I just, you know, I feel like Twitter is a really, it's an interesting medium because you become accessible to fans, I mean, for good and bad. But I like to be really, really honest. And I think that's the way to do it. And
Do you have the most boring life in show business?
I wouldn't say that I had the most boring life. I mean, my car broke down today, and I got to drop it off at the dealership.
That was exciting.
Stress out on the way here.
That is exciting.
And I get to work on Criminal Minds, so my life can't be that boring. Well,
yeah, that's not too bad.
Do you see my co-stars? All very handsome.
What are we doing? I'm talking to Rachel.
It's quiet company.
Okay, that's my man Brian singing his ass off. Do you not, in fact, name almost every object you own?
I do. I find that naming things is very important. I don't know. You know, my car's name is Darth. I very badly stubbed a toe once and named it Biff. And then I now have my computer as the artist formerly known as Bud, because the original Bud apparently can't handle his alcohol alcohol, because I spilled a glass of wine on him and he ended up in Mac rehab, and then he came back completely wiped. So now it's the artist formerly known as.
Did you name an iPod? You lost your iPod and it was like a personal tragedy, or a phone or something too?
Yeah, I name all my iPhones after the guy at the Apple store that inevitably sells me a whole bunch of stuff that I don't need while I'm just there to get a new phone.
Sweet.
So I lost Stuart in New York a couple weekends ago, and I now have Byron.
Okay. She crazy, right, Kevin? She crazy.
Lost her mind. But you know, I love crazy.
Yes.
She's my favorite type of person.
I come in a cute package. I mean, come on.
You got plenty of crazy. All right. Let's talk movies for a minute with Rachel. Of course, you know her from the Star Trek and the G.I. Joe. What do people come up to you the most and say they recognize you from, Rachel? Probably Criminal Minds now, I bet, right?
Now, actually, it is Criminal Minds. Criminal Minds are Alias, because my natural hair color is blonde. So when I'm rocking the blonde hair, that's when people usually come up. And actually, I get recognized for Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants sometimes.
You don't want that, right?
You know. I thought you, I mean, I can't, you know, when little girls come
what
up
I'm
to
saying,
you, you're like,
don't.
You
that's
know.
That's not what you want.
And sometimes for G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Sometimes
okay.
For G.I.
Now,
Joe.
Speaking of G.I. Joe, in a nutshell, they are making a G.I. Joe 2, but it is Scarlet Free. Is that what I understand?
I'm not supposed to say anything about it.
What?
I know. I got in trouble for my tweet, and I was told I'm not allowed to talk about it. So I don't have any information other than I'm probably not a part of it.
Okay. Wow, you're like a steel trap. We can't get anything out of you.
I can't read between those lines at all.
No. Well, you know, trying to be vague.
No. All right, really. So don't go CGI 2. We learned that. What about they're making
your Paramount on the phone right now.
Get her in more trouble.
Great.
And you're making a movie about Conan O'Brien's talk show? What's this about? I don't understand this one at all.
Conan O'Brien the movie. No, I did a movie for New Image and Lionsgate called Conan, which is coming out on August 19th.
Is this a remake of the original Conan the Barbarian?
It's not really a remake because there are so many different
reboot?
Conan
what do you call
stories.
It?
There are so many. It's just a different story of the same dude.
But it's not the same dude.
But it's not Arnold.
Yeah.
No, sadly.
Okay.
It's
but
Jason.
Same character.
But the same character.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. And what are you doing in that one?
I got to learn how to ride horses. That was the most... I knew I was waiting for that. Yes! Yes! I knew the ride would get me there. It's a period. It's a period piece and set in some, you know, far-off land. And I get to play a princess. So I get to do a lot of horseback riding and had very long, flowing hair and had never ridden a horse before I got there. So I actually got to learn while
Sweet.
I was in the lovely and scenic town of Sofia, Bulgaria.
Oh, is that where... Is that where you got sick and almost had your face eaten off with some kind of bad virus?
It's not my favorite location.
That's not hot.
Lots of bad things happened to Rachel. I mean, think about this. The car breaking down and the crazy fans and then the face and then me. I mean, think about all the hardship in her life.
It's true.
Come on. It just gives me things to put on Twitter and in my blog that make people laugh and realize that I'm really super... Super just a human.
Exactly. So when are we going to hang out? That's the important question.
Oh, stop
When's
it.
That happening?
Stop it. See, being...
when are we going to hang out?
Were we mentioning weenie roast earlier?
Yes.
Yes,
but...
we were.
You should both be ringing your bells on that one. yes, but you should know that people sometimes mistake a Twitter... friendship.
Relationship. Friendship, right?
With a real friendship.
No, Rachel and I, we're good. We're fine.
And
we're good.
In
you can't
person,
stand in the way of our love.
In person, that person might be a little more scary than you thought because he doesn't come across as scary on Twitter.
How dare you? He's being right now because he's naked.
Right. And
exactly.
Yet, he gives us every detail of your life every day.
I like to stay current. I like you to stay current as well, Kevin.
It's
That's
unbelievable.
All.
Oh, I can't believe it. What was the last one? Rachel Nichols is, she's at a grocery store, I think.
That was my tweet about, going into prosciutto and leaving with like an entire liquor store.
When Rachel goes to the grocery store, Kevin, and this is why she's the most awesome chicken in the world, she comes out with 90% alcohol and 10% food.
All right.
Mostly cheese.
That's good.
And cured meats.
That's her diet, right.
Cured meats.
Yeah.
I need a bell now too.
Oh, gosh.
All right. So maybe we'll party at the weenie roast then. Maybe that'll be our big date.
I'm sorry, you said weenie.
Yes, I did.
And he said party, which makes me laugh. Because if there's one thing Bean is, it's a party.
It's a party, right. All right. I can see you're undecided. Criminal Minds is the show. It airs Wednesday nights at 9. Is tonight a very special episode or anything like that? Any particular reason to tune in tonight? Because I'll give it a try even if it's on CBS.
That's a big statement. I appreciate that. It's a new episode tonight. They've done stuff all season where occasionally they rerun episodes intermittently, but tonight is a brand new episode. And I believe Shamar Moore is topless. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually not sure about that.
What?
No, everybody should tune in. It's a new episode, and we've only got three left to air, so The season is almost over.
How about that?
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thanks for the extraordinary efforts you went to get to the program today. Thanks for stopping by. Great to see you. Keep in touch and blah, 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 and all
weenie
that good
roast
stuff.
And Twitter.
And weenie.
Sure. Don't.
Right.
No.
And riding and horses.
Rachel,
bananas.
Don't respond to
that. Bananas.
Seriously. You,
hey, with that.
For your own good, you need to block
how
it.
Dare you?
Okay.
How dare you?
I'm thinking
well,
of you.
Well, I did put on makeup this morning just because I have an obligation to look nice for being.
Which you do, but he's not here,
I
you
know.
And he
I
never
know.
Is.
I know.
Well, then stop it.
I need to look nice for you guys.
Okay, good. Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 8:53.
Wow, this is not an upgrade going from Rachel Nichols to Alex, I'll tell you that.
Wow. Wow, you know how to make people feel special.
Now you know how I feel when Paul Bettany leaves.
And you're looking at Kevin and me?
Exactly.
Rob is on vacation this week. We're taking turns filling in for the Showbiz Beat. It's producer Alex Term. What's going on?
Good morning. Did you guys catch Deadliest Catch last night?
No.
It came back?
I heard it came back, but I did not watch it yet.
Hours.
Your love
was it
for
awesome?
That show is odd.
Look, it's a great show,
it
Kevin.
Is. I agree. I've seen it.
It's gotten better, which is weird, which normally doesn't happen in a reality show past like season 5.
Yep, right.
Last year was Emmy nominated, possibly the best reality television I've ever seen. There's new boats
dude.
This year.
There's there's new boats?
Dude, the Ramblin' Rose.
What's happening?
You don't even understand. And then Josh and Jake have to take over the Cornelia Marie, dude, I'm telling you.
What is happening right now?
Oh, they're my blue-collar boyfriends, and I love them so much.
Is there a story you just wanted to mention?
I just
wanted
to see if you guys were watching. It's cool. It's showbiz. Every Tuesday night, Discovery Channel. Check it out. All right. I'm going to hook people up because I'm a giver. I'm loose. You know, I like to give things away.
That's true.
The first three callers to chip, 1-800-520-1067, will get a pair of passes to the advanced screening of Fast Five.
Fast Five.
They're back. So check out my man, Dwayne Johnson, in a car looking angry after Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't want to hate Gwyneth Paltrow, but she is going out of her way to make me not want to like her.
She really is demanding it.
I've
She's
never really
hatred.
Had a feeling on her either way. She's a perfectly serviceable actress. It's fine. But now, you know, she's got the Goop and she's on Glee and she has a book out. She now has a book out to help promote her healthy lifestyle because we all need to learn from Gwyneth on sure. how to be eat veganese or whatever. So she's got a new book called My Father's Daughter. Delicious, easy recipes celebrating family and togetherness. And next to each recipe, she writes notes about what was going on in her life, or she does running commentary with the food.
Right.
And I just want to read you some of the unbelievably pretentious commentary that I think is unintentionally hilarious.
Fantastic.
I don't think she realizes it. Okay. The first one. One evening, when I had my wood-burning stove going, I realized I hadn't thought of dessert. Okay. Seriously?
Thank God she's sharing that, because I wouldn't have known.
And when there's a chapter, I guess, about soup, miso
sure.
soup, and she writes, I first had a version of this at a Japanese monastery during a silent retreat. Paltrow.
Like we all did.
Duh. Stop it. And then
of
she
course.
Writes, then she, I can't read these out loud. I'm sorry. Then she says, I basically love anything that comes in a hot dog bun, except hot dogs.
Oh, ironically.
Then you know what? Gwenny, it's not a hot dog bun then.
What else is there?
Then it's a sandwich. Okay?
Wow.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah, she's demanding it.
Go take care of your kids, whatever weird names they have. This is actually a funny website called mnightschool.org. It was created as a charity to send M. Night Shyamalan back to film school.
That's funny.
Awesome.
At M. Night School.
I don't need to get
better.
Just checking.
Guys, we're about 25 minutes away from really, really pissing off a bunch of people who've been singing all day and aren't going to win tickets.
This is going to be a long conversation with our promotions department that I'm going to have. At mnightschool.org, you can donate money. They are a nonprofit organization. They are accepting donations from anyone who cares about the preservation of the quality of future films. It says, if we all just donate $1, we can send M. Night Shyamalan back to NYU so he gets the help we all so desperately need. Let's make it happen so we can get him enrolled before he starts principal photography on 1000 AE.
Look, M. Night Shyamalan is a talented filmmaker. He leaves a lot to be desired as a writer, but he does need somebody. He needs an executive producer or somebody overseeing him that will bring him back when he starts getting off the rails on his movies. Because a lot of times they start off good, and yes, then about halfway in they start to suck, and then they get unbearable, and you can't even watch. You can't even finish watching them. They're so bad. He needs direction.
He's the continuing problem in the thread of his films because the actors are great, yeah, the costumes, yep, the production, they yep got the
even
distribution.
The directing. Yes. It's fine. It's just the writing is...
Not so much with the words from you, Pumpkin.
Not so good.
This is my favorite new poll that was recently done today from TasteBuds.fm. I've never heard of it. It apparently is a music-based dating website, and they compared users' music tastes with the question, how far would you go on a first date? So listen up, fellas. If your chick likes Coldplay, she is not putting out on the first date.
Oh, that's key to know. You put it on when you pick her up, and then she says, I love this. Oh, no.
Apparently, if you checked Coldplay, Adele, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, and my very own Kings of Leon, which I find very hard to believe, you will tend to be a prude. Your preferences include cuddling and staring into someone's eyes.
Wow. Huh.
Is it tough to find a woman who doesn't like Coldplay, or do they exist?
I think
they exist.
I think they exist.
Okay.
But, you know, we'll see.
Because that's the majority of them like Coldplay.
I know. And I like them, but I put out. It's very weird. However, if you really want to put out, you need to find a chick who likes Nirvana.
Okay.
Metallica.
Good.
Linkin Park.
Yes.
Kanye West.
All right.
Or the Gorillaz.
Gorillaz.
Which one of these is not like the other?
All right. Right.
Apparently, you'll do the nasty real quick if you put on some cartoon monkeys.
Baby, 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 why you wanna hurt me so bad?
So bad.
Still doing it.
Adriana is the one who has impressed me the most because she really is singing with gusto. I mean, she's singing as emphatically now as she did 2 hours ago, 3 hours ago almost now.
You know who's not singing like that?
Brian.
Poor Brian. I'm about to feel so bad for some of these people.
Already
Raul is not bringing it.
No, but they're playing the game, and they've been doing it since going on 3 hours.
Yes.
These people clearly don't have jobs.
By the way, just so you guys know at home, during the commercials and songs, we'll go to them just to check because we think maybe they know that they can take some time off, and they're not. They're right. Singing.
Oh, no, we're dead serious, and we're screwed.
And they're also smart to conserve energy, mumble it, you know, just don't wear yourself out if you have to keep singing all morning long. I mean, that's pretty smart to not, you know, scream it out like you're on stage.
Driving around town with the girl I love.
Not Adriana.
And I'm like, forget you.
Come on.
Nice. All right, happy birthday to Ricky Schroeder. Silver Spoons, bitch. Aaron Lewis from Stained and Lou Bega. Yeah. Little Monica in my life.
Yeah, no.
Little Tina.
Yeah, no, no.
I'm Alex. That is your showbiz.
Haven't heard the name Spencer Pratt in a while. We got an update in a minute. First, though, let's see how our singers are doing here in the home stretch. More than 3 hours in now.
Yes, I'm sad. When I was young.
3 hours of singing the Blonde Keys. 3 hours of singing the Arcade Fire. Crazy.
Company.
3 hours of mumbling the National.
This is just ridiculous.
I know. I feel so bad. How does she do it? How does she do it? Sounds better than she did 3 hours ago. All right. Spencer Pratt, back in the news, gave an interview to our ultimate foe, Ryan Seacrest, on the radio recently. He wants to turn over a new leaf and start a new career.
Yep.
Damn it. He's decided it's time to get a job. Let's see what Spencer's talking about.
I live and breathe, I would say, pop culture and the entertainment business. I currently am in a partnership with the next Jay-Z. I won't go to a club now for less than $100,000.
You say villain, some people say jerk. I mean, tomato, tomato.
I'm too rich and I'm too famous to be sitting with these people and cleaning up their in the jungle, my man. And this cast is devaluing our fame right now. I'm sitting next to VH1 comedians that I've never even seen before. I'm a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I kickbox. I box every day. I don't fear no man.
Hey, Spencer.
Yeah, rat-a-tat-tat, Spencer Pratt. Love the ladies, love their fat dick. Kip and Billy, pleasure to talk to you. Good morning.
Kevin and Bean.
All right, hey, where's Larissa? Where's Little Lupe?
Lisa. Lisa's here.
Hey. Oh, good morning. You sound fat.
She's not fat at all.
Wait a minute.
I thought this whole story was that you want to be more likable.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that I want to be more likable to further my career here in show business has nothing to do with the fact that I am a great man, that I've already accomplished more than pretty much everybody in the world.
I see.
I'm a cow hoof trimmer. I'm a furniture tester, an oyster floater, a neck skewer, a braille interpreter.
You're not here.
I was born in Narnia, raised in Xanadu. I'm okay. Spencer Pratt. What do you think you can do?
Spencer, all right, listen. So you told Seacrest that your wife is up and at 'em doing exercises, then hitting the road because she's filming a VH1 reality show. So you're pretty much left alone.
Excuse me, Brenda. Can you stop for a second?
Indeed.
Did you hear that, Loretta? Did you hear that?
Lisa?
Yes.
She's
what?
Up in the morning exercising. That's what you should be doing. Instead of talking with Kit Pardue and Billy Bob in the morning, you should be out there jumping rope.
Lisa's not the least bit fat.
It's kind of my job, too.
He's not the least bit fat.
It's kind of your job. That's funny. You're a woman.
Okay. So listen.
Your job, honey, is to puke up your lunch.
Wow. Okay. But Spencer, listen. You mock women who have jobs, yet you're left at home all day with nothing to do twiddling your thumbs because your wife Heidi is off earning a paycheck because she at least is doing a reality show. You're not even doing that.
It's just like the right-wing media like you to portray it like that. But here's the thing. This is not gotcha journalism, buddy. I say that to my buddy Ryan Seacrest, the greatest radio personality ever, because it makes Heidi look better. Little do you know that I'm very busy today, okay? I'm your private dancer, dancing for money. I got lunch at the Ivy with Jimmy Carter, Ludacris, and Howie Mandel.
You're not having lunch with Jimmy Carter.
You're not
Carter
even having lunch with one
Ludacris.
Of them.
You're just making stuff up. You don't do any of the things that you talk about, Spencer.
I'm a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt. I box every day. I'm Kate Stewart's makeup artist. I do Longoria's Brazilian blowouts.
No,
I invented Miami.
Okay. You can't invent Miami. It's just not possible. Now, do you want to be more likable or not? What's your goal?
I just want the world to understand that, you know, life doesn't always turn out the way you want it to, okay?
Right.
And sometimes you got to roll with the punches. And it's like Shakespeare told me once when we were having lunch at Ketchup. He said to me, "Don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?"
Okay.
And I said, "Yes, I do." And then I went out and I got a job as the Tokyo train pusher. I'm a lucky
You're not any of those things. Spencer, it sounds to me, regardless of what you said to Ryan, that you haven't changed a bit. You're just the same selfish a-hole you've always been, and we're out of time. I'm sorry to say.
Don't you drag Ryan into this, okay? Because you guys in the world of radio are just plain old unleaded, and he's supercharged Vin Diesel. So if you want to be the lobster that pulls people down in your tank of radio, go ahead, okay? But I'm just going to stay here in my little life. That's awesome. I'm on the beach and just soaking up the fact that I invented Jasmine Rice and the thumb.
Okay. All right. You invented the thumb. We're going to leave it right there. Good luck to you, Spencer.
Affliction.
Ready for a Coachella Singers update? Maybe sure. I shouldn't be the one giving it. We lost Brian. Brian, who's been in we've been loving listening to him sing The National all morning long. We just lost him. He just hung up or his phone died or something happened with about 10 minutes to go. For over 3 hours, he was singing into his phone and then he dropped. What's up?
Yeah, that's bad timing on his part.
Yeah.
But maybe he had to go. Maybe he was late for something or who knows. But we do have three people left. We have Adriana.
Please,
there she is.
That was my fault. Sorry.
All right. Can we ask Adriana to stop singing now?
Adriana, you can stop.
Hello?
You can stop.
Hello?
Adriana, have you really been singing nonstop for 3 hours and 15 minutes?
Yes,
how
I
you,
have.
How you feeling? How you holding up?
I'm really tired, but I really want those tickets.
Right.
Now, before we move on, you understand that we really wish we had three pair of tickets, but we don't.
I really want it. I
know.
I was singing. I was most passion. I can.
You
I know.
Did
no,
have passion.
You're right.
Really
bad.
And how did you do that? How did you maintain that level of enthusiasm while you were singing after hour one, and then after hour two, and even now after hour three?
It's Coachella.
man. I have hope. You, I want to go really bad.
You must live by yourself, really, because if you have a family, they would go, shut up!
What were you supposed to be doing today instead of singing on the phone?
I had to be actually work at school. I was supposed to work. I was supposed to pick up my friend to take her to school, and I was supposed to go to school.
Yeah.
But,
so did you just, you couldn't even call your friend or your school? Did you just text in to let them know?
No,
or what?
I was like, as I was singing, I was like waking up my sister, and I wrote down on a piece of paper to call my friend and tell her.
Sweet. Nice.
Very smart. See, because we had another contestant earlier named Megan that we had to disqualify because she made a phone call to somebody else while she was supposed to be singing. So she was out to us. I know.
Called us on another line.
All right. Adriana, you stand by. We'll tell you what we're going to do. Let's go to the other contestants who are still singing now, 3 hours and 15 minutes in.
Raul?
Nothing at all.
You can stop.
Hello?
How are you?
Oh, my God. I'm dying here.
Three and a half hours. That's a long time.
I waited 3 years for Coachella. Oh. For 3 years in a row. I got either something stolen. Last year, I got my laptop and my seats for my car stolen. So no Coachella. The year before that, I was at City Finals track meet. They stole my cell phone and my wallet. The year before that, I got in a car accident. And this year, dude, they sold out. I'm like,
you're a loser.
You are a loser.
Raul, you are a loser.
What was the toughest part about singing for 3.5 hours straight?
After a while, I started tripping up on the lyrics, and I'm like, no, I can't mess up the lyrics. And I'd start over again, and I'd start over again until
that's
I had
all right. We never said you had to get the lyrics right.
Right. Okay. How many times did you pee while you were singing?
Oh, I did it. I brushed my teeth. I have a broken wrist right now to add on to my fiasco.
Raul, it's bad news, guys. I know.
I don't want him at Coachella.
All kinds of bad stuff happens.
Raul, tell me the truth. Did you also poop while you were singing?
Wow.
No, I just brushed my teeth like crazy, and I'm like, whoa.
All right.
Raul, do you understand that we don't have 3-pair of tickets?
Oh, I understand.
All right. Hold on.
All right, that's Raul. We talked to Adriana. Now we're going to stop Hannah from singing. Hannah, it's okay to stop now, Hannah. Hi, how you feeling?
Oh.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
How are you feeling after 3.5 hours of singing The Black Keys' Tighten Up?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm really, really tired because I set my alarm for this, and I woke up at 6, and I was listening.
Wow.
And I've been a little sick, so I'm losing my voice.
Good.
I'm determined to win these tickets.
It's out of your hands now. You've done everything that you can do. It's out of your hands. Now, what were you supposed to be doing instead of wasting your time on the phone with us?
Well, I actually took advantage of my open time because I have work at 10:30.
Right.
So I just kind of, I've been getting ready on and off, and I've had it on speakerphone, so I haven't given up.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, I've been multitasking. Yeah.
I got to be honest, and I'm telling you, Hannah, and I'm also telling everybody who's been listening to the show today, that when we hatched this crazy idea for Coachella tickets, we honestly didn't think we'd have 3 people left at the end of the show who were all still singing. We figured life would interfere, and at some point you'd have to go, or something would come up, or you'd stop. You know, I'm amazed.
Anyone left? I thought the last person standing would be in the 8 o'clock hour, maybe or something, and would beat everybody else, so they didn't even have to continue. But we do only have the 1 pair of tickets, and that's not ideal. So what we're going to do is we're going to let you guys settle it amongst yourselves with rock paper scissors.
Oh no, rock paper scissors!
Now how
do we? How do we? Now I'm confused, and we didn't have time to work this out off the air. But how do we play rock paper scissors with 3 people? Because if we do 2 and then 2, then somebody will have to win 2 games.
We're going to give Adriana a pass because of her incredible energy.
So in other words, and by pass, she doesn't have to participate in the first round.
She's got a bye in the first round, and Hannah and Raul are going to take on each other.
And then
the winner of them will take on Adriana.
Oh, my God. This is very tense.
How is it supposed to work?
That's a great question. We don't know. We haven't.
No. Hannah, are you asking how does rock, paper, scissors work?
No. I'm the champion of rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
You're in trouble.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to do 3, 2, 1, and then on that beat, you guys are each going to say, Raul and Hannah, you're each going to say whatever your choice is for rock, paper, scissors, and then we'll be able to easily tell who wins to move on to play Adriana for the tickets, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so give it some thought. Work out your strategies. After 3.5 hours of singing on the phone, it comes down to this for a shot at the tickets. Hannah and
Raul. Really sorry that it's coming down to this, but you got to do it. Here we go.
And believe me, we did look. We have gone to the promotions department. We've said, look, is there anything you can do? But we're just that. We're frankly just out of tickets. They're just too tight this year. All right, are you guys ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
Scissors.
Drop.
No, okay. No, Raul, you can't.
Raul, you got to do it on beat at the same time as the other person.
Does that mean I automatically win?
Yes, Hannah, you automatically win as being the only one who could follow instructions. Yes.
Raul, you've never played rock, paper, scissors.
You can't wait till after the other person says scissors and then say, rock. You can't do that. You're a moron. All right, see you later, Raul.
Oh, yes, get off the phone.
I'm sorry, Raul, but
hang up on Raul. Hannah, you're absolutely right. You were right there when you needed to be right there, and Raul can't come after you and then play the game, okay?
All right.
So now it's a girl. All right, no singing. Stop it. Okay, no singing. All right, so now it's a girl. Now you don't have to sing anymore. That's it. So now it's a girl fight. It's going to be Hannah versus Adriana. Adriana, do you know how to play rock, paper, scissors?
Yes, I do.
All right, we're going to do nervous. 3, 2, 1, and then where zero would come, you both say it. Now I say,
wait,
because
you're going
to
say zero?
No. Where the zero should be is where you shout out what you're going to. Okay. But let's do best out of three because this is for the tickets.
Okay. Oh my God. Now, having said that, and I know we're winging it, it was easy last time to tell who said what because we had a boy and a girl. What are we going to do about Hannah and Adriana?
I don't know.
Should have thought of that.
I think we should just split the tickets. We should each get a ticket.
You want to split the tickets?
Yeah, no offense. I don't know you, and I have a best friend that I know.
That's what I thought was happening. That's what I thought.
I'm cutthroat.
All right, take it easy. Who's cutthroat? Okay. I don't even know who's talking now.
How about this? One of you guys has to speak in a male voice.
Excellent. That's a good suggestion.
I get the female voice. I call the female voice. What?
Wow.
All right, so Adriana, you're going to sound like you. Hannah, can you go deeper so that we can easily identify who's who?
I can try.
Let me hear your deep voice.
Okay, it would be something along the lines of like rock.
Okay, that's rock. Fine. Yeah, just
as low as rock.
Rock.
Yeah, we can have one go higher and one go lower.
Oh, that's good. So, Adriana, you go higher like a chipmunk.
Okay.
Because it's not a speed contest anyway. It's just you've got to do it on the beat.
All right. So, Adriana, you're going to go scissors. And Hannah, you're going to go scissors. You guys ready?
I hope they both go scissors.
All right. And it's going to be best. No kidding. And it's going to be best out of three. Kevin decided to make this take even longer. Okay, good. All right. Listen up. Play it for Coachella tickets in 3, 2, 1.
Paper.
I believe we have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
I believe we have a winner because somebody didn't follow instructions again.
But that was Hannah, right? That didn't follow.
No, not me. You didn't.
Who said it last?
I said paper.
The lowest one said it
but
last.
So I said it first. I win, right? They were at the same time.
It wasn't at the same time. Let me take them both off the air. It was Hannah with the lowest voice.
Who said rock?
Who waited too long.
Yes. Okay. In that case, Adriana is our winner.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm so sorry, Hannah. I'm so sorry. Raul, because I don't want him there anyway.
Because Raul is bad news.
He's bad news.
It's extraordinary circumstances, and you certainly have earned these tickets to all three days of Coachella this weekend. Have a fantastic time. And Hannah, please don't kill yourself. It's not the end of the world.
Or us,
right?
Right. All right.
Thanks for playing.
Come up and say hi to us, Adriana, when you're out there. Okay.
Right. I will. Thank you.
Congratulations. Oh my God. Bye now. 106.7 K Rock is KROQ, and it is 20 minutes till 10.
Paper. Did I win? Rock. Are we done?
I think that went well. How do you think?
I forgot it even happened. I'm going to erase that one from my memory. But congratulations to Adriana. Hey, thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's on vacation this week. We're still filling in with all the showbiz news. And we've still got great giveaways, including the advanced screening of Fast 5. This is the latest and fifth in the Fast and Furious movie franchise. The Rock is back. Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Jordana Brewster. They got the whole gang back together again. If you love that franchise, you'll be one of the first to see it on Friday, April 15th. That's in 2 days, and it doesn't open for 2 weeks till Friday, April 29th. So we got a pair of passes you can win right now at 1-800-520-1067. Let me start with an American Idol controversy that has nothing to do with Pia Toscano being eliminated from the show last week. By the way, Kevin, you were out last Friday when we were discussing this. But
right.
Pia, who had been the odds-on favorite, if you can believe the bookies in Las Vegas, to win the whole thing,
right,
was eliminated ahead of eight other contestants. It was a shocking, shocking upset for the public.
And was this on American Idol?
It was on American Idol, yes.
Yeah, I don't care.
Well, maybe you'll care about this. Audience member Ashley Kaufman says that she and her friend were escorted away from the lip of the stage where they might have appeared on television because her friend was in shorts and because she was told she was too fat. They looked at me and they said, oh no, you're too big, you're too heavy to be in the front. I was taken aback by it. I was hurt. My friends were completely taken aback. Yeah, I'm the heavier one in our group, but I'm not even that heavy. And this is the thing, not just with American Idol. This is the thing on the MTV Movie Awards. This is the thing in the Super Bowl halftime shows. This is the thing at the Grammys. They put attractive, young, thin people up front because regular people like me are too ugly and too offensive to the home viewer to be actually seen on camera.
Well, yeah, you can understand that. You want to see the beautiful people. But here's what I don't buy. I don't buy that they haven't come up against this enough that they haven't thought of another reason, a code for you're fat. You don't just say to somebody you're fat.
But what could you say to a woman who's 5'2", 5'2", and 150 pounds? What else could you say that's not going to make her think she's fat?
Oh, I'm sorry. These seats were already taken by somebody else. I apologize for the mix-up. I mean, you don't have to say you're fat.
That would destroy me.
Well,
honestly,
it destroyed her. It destroyed her, and that's why her dad has gone to Radar Online and has requested that American Idol make an on-air apology to his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, she soon attempted to sneak back into the pit. An usher stopped her, examined her ticket, and said, this makes sense why you're not with the skinny girls. Nope, you got to go back to the last row.
No, we didn't. That didn't happen.
Those fat people are feisty.
Come on now.
She says, it hurt to hear that from the first girl, but it hurt even more coming from a guy. I was borderline tears. I couldn't stop thinking about it. It's still on my mind. So, welcome to real life. I'm sorry to say, but that's how TV works.
You're fat.
Mike, the situation Sorrentino has been seen on TMZ.com test driving a blood red Ferrari Spider, which is a $200,000 car.
I hate him.
Now, it doesn't say that he bought it. And if I'm not mistaken, anyone could drive it, right? A test drive? As long as somebody from the company's with you or whatever?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
So let's not all cut our wrists yet that he can afford a $200,000 car.
But he can't afford a $200,000 car, though.
I know.
That's what's frightening.
Oh, I know.
Producer Alex last hour was talking about all of the reasons she hates Gwyneth Paltrow. Here's another one to add to the list, if Star Magazine is to be believed. They are intimating that Gwyneth Paltrow and her co-star from the TV show Glee, Matthew Morrison, may be more than just co-workers, saying they were spotted together leaving a hotel in London at 2 a.m.,
yeah.
Witnesses that the star spoke to said that they danced, laughed, and got cozy at a table all night and looked very touchy-feely. I don't see Gwyneth as stepping out on Chris Martin with Matthew Morrison from Glee. I don't see that happening.
Well, certainly
especially publicly.
Yeah, certainly she's smart enough not to do
it
publicly.
And they've got kids.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's something Gwyneth would do. I mean, I don't think she's a notorious cheater or runs around with a bunch of dudes or anything like that, right?
Well, I don't know, but No, because we would hear about it.
I think it's just Star Magazine kind of jumping on the I hate Gwyneth bandwagon, maybe.
Yeah, could be. Jennifer Lopez as the most beautiful woman person alive, cover People magazine. Most beautiful issue. I can see that, by the way. I've always thought she was amazingly hot.
And watching her on American Idol week after week.
Don't do that, but
I know, but I
still
did.
Still way hot.
She looks
good, right?
Great.
And,
yeah.
And she's never looked better than she does right now, I think.
It doesn't hurt her that she's sitting next to one of the ugliest men alive.
that old woman, Steven Tyler?
Yes. I mean, really, by contrast, I would look good next to him.
It's so funny. I wasn't going to mention this, but I really was a huge Aerosmith fan at one point in my life. And at one point in all of our lives, Aerosmith was a great rock and roll band. I mean, they were America's answers to the Rolling Stones. And they were down and dirty and gritty, and they rocked. And then they somehow discovered Disney movies and they started to suck and they made so many bad songs by so many people who were writing outside the band. And they've been pretty, in my mind, kind of washed up for a long time. And I really thought the final nail in the coffin was Steven Tyler taking this job on a reality show. I thought, you're a freaking rock star. What are you doing on American Idol? It's a terrible fit.
I'll tell you what he's doing. He's banging Pia. Today.
Well, he's begging Pia.
That's what's happening.
And I couldn't have been more wrong in every single way when I thought it was a disaster for him to take the job because whatever rock credibility he had was going to be flushed down the toilet. Because Aerosmith has never been hotter. Well, I won't say never, but they're hotter now than they've been in any time in the last 20 years because Steven Tyler is so great on that show. He's so likable on that show. And that show has done a lot with his music because he's on it. And it has kind of brought the Aerosmith music brand back as well.
But the old good music's that they used to
yes, make. The old good okay. music, right. And now the timing couldn't be any better for May 3rd is when Steven Tyler's autobiography is coming out called Does the Noise in My Head Bother You? Steven promises in a press release it's all the unexpurgated brain-jangling tales of debauchery, sex, and drugs, transcendence, and chemical dependence that you will ever want to hear. Now, I don't know if that's going to be true, but he has certainly got the stories and the lifestyle to have those kind of tales
but
to tell.
Here's my problem, and you'll be able to appreciate this, is that if you're really having that great a time, your memory's not going to be so clear.
Well, maybe not.
Not
maybe
so
not.
Clear.
But that I have not seen any excerpts from Steven Tyler's autobiography, but knowing the life that he has lived, that has the potential to really have some bombshells in it, and I'm actually kind of excited to see what happens.
We've been talking all week about Foo Fighters. Very excited about the new CD that come out. Wasting Light is out now. There's a full-length documentary we told you about. It's called Back and Forth, and it was in the theaters for one day, then it was on VH1 for a little bit. It is coming out on DVD June 14th. So that's good news for Foo fans because that I haven't seen it yet, but Bean says it was fantastic.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. So that's good news. Or if you want the Blu-ray, you could go to Best Buy.
Best Buy!
But the DVD, I guess, is available only everywhere else on the 14th of June.
And finally, here's a Hollywood remake that I'm not sure we needed, but The Crow, which came out in 1994 starring the late Brandon Lee, is now being talked about as a remake. Bradley Cooper is interested in it. And Bradley Cooper, by the way, besides the fact that he's awesome in The Hangover, really proved that he's a movie star in Limitless. Opened that movie pretty much as the only star, the biggest star.
Right.
And now he's box office gold right now. So if he wants to do a movie, it seems to me like it's probably going to get made. Daily Variety says the movie about a dead rock musician who's revived by a mystical bird in order to avenge his fiancée's murder is being redone and co-produced by the same guys who did the original. They're starting production this fall. And apparently it will be coming out next year. It's so weird that we're in this phase now where we're remaking movies from the 90s, you know?
Yeah.
Just seems like it's not...